Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Thank you. annual Carillon Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team street wear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carillon Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislators and stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queen versus Sun Queen, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwbacks presents Want It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Who runs the world?
The legendary House of Blahnik Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space, 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Twister vs. Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blahnik Ball.
Who run the world?
T2C, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Devon Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories prizes include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball, Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500, open to all runway, $500, open to all realness, $500, open to all best dress, $1,000, open to all safe. Carter, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all Sex Virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
Where's Kelly? Can I have the legendary Elvin Royal Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? As I lost him. The runway, as I lost him. And she's real Miss Bet, as I lost him. Performance diva, as I lost him. She doesn't give a fuck, now tell me say. Everlasting car, give me what I want. Legendary Kelly, couture.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are here and we are live back on the show for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in Ballroom where you can definitely get all Ballroom information, get all the gossip, all the tea, and all the shade that happens in Ballroom, honey. Certain things in the Ballroom scene we're going to keep positive. Certain things we're going to keep negative. On Monday nights, it's all about the drama, the shade, the negativity. Sometimes on Tuesdays, it's positive or it's shady. But definitely on Wednesday, it's all about positive and positive energy and enlightening the children in the ballroom scene. So tonight, we are definitely here. I'm waiting for my co-host. I want to say sorry for my mishap with the music that happened earlier and cutting off the commercial. You know, I've pressed the wrong button at the wrong time. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host to call in here, the legendary mother, Nicole Kahn, to definitely call in here. I'm waiting for the icon of icons, Father Rodney Prodigy, to call in here. We're going to recap every ball or whatever shade or madness that happened this weekend in Ballroom. So if you got any tea or any gossip out there, the girls have not transitioned over to my new name, so y'all can definitely still send y'all tea over to me on Facebook at a private message, or you can definitely send your tea over to me at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com, because the girls have not transitioned over to my new Yahoo name, and I will definitely get that tea and madness out there for y'all. We're going to have a lot that we're going to talk about, honey. It's going to be a lot of shade. It's going to be a lot of reading. There's going to be a lot of drama that's going to go on tonight. So if you're not and don't want to be a part of the shade and negativity in the ballroom scene at this time, I ask you to please hang up your phone. Please log off of the chat room so you don't have to be a part of this negativity and this drama that I'm going to bring to you, okay? Because that's exactly what I'm going to bring to you. I'm going to bring you the negative, drama-filled ballroom madness, okay? If you're looking for something positive, we have the Ballroom Institute where you can definitely give positivity. We definitely have Nicole's show tomorrow where you can definitely have positivity. We have Nicole's show on Wednesday where you can have positivity. So if you don't want to be a part of this negativity and this drama, please hang up the phone because I'm going in tonight, okay? I'm going to talk about everything. I'm going to talk about Joey Four Fingers, okay, from Philadelphia that has been trying it and still has been reading. I'm going to read him. I'm going to read him some more tonight, okay, baby? I'm going to let that nigga have it. I'm going to recap the father of all fathers, Tony Icar's birthday ball, honey, that started at 4:30 in the morning, honey, and did not end until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to talk about all of that here tonight. I'm going to give you all the tea, all the drama, all the rundown. Ms. London's going to come, and she's going to, you know, she's going to give y'all whatever gossip and tea she found out. Rodney's here. He's going to give y'all his recap to the ball, and we're just going to get the shit started. So let's get the shit started, honey. Without further ado, she just hit me up and said she's online. Let's bring on London. Then we're going to go Rodney, and when Nicole hits me up and tells me that she's ready, we're going to bring Nicole on.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Martha,
Martha,
European Vogue, you have to vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello. Hey, London, how you doing, my darling?
Hello, chop room. It's a lot.
What's a lot?
It's a lot going on.
Oh, really? Well, wait, hold on. Before you get into a lot going on, let's bring our co-host on, the iconic father of Raw Father, Rodney Prodigy.
I now welcome you to the next
going to be a night. It's definitely going to be some fun. I definitely did enjoy myself at the ball this weekend. I had fun all weekend long, honey. I'm going to give y'all my recap, and then y'all can give y'all recap after, okay? My recap is I went to Philly on Friday, and I really had, even though the Breakfast Club was hot, Miss Day, Miss Alvernian, and Mother Breakfast, y'all made y'all coins this weekend. I'm doing the radio show. I'm going to call you back after the show, okay? Y'all made y'all coins this weekend. The girls was definitely in the motherfucking building at the Breakfast Club. Got to give a big shout-out to Father Man Prodigy and the Prodigy Productions, honey, for the decorations. They was fabulous. The Breakfast Club, I never seen the Breakfast Club look like that before. It was definitely cute. So big shout out to Man, because I know that was his work. I know his work just like the girls know my work. So big shout out to Man and the decorations and the trophies and everything. It was really cute. The ball was, I really had fun at the Breakfast Club. It was good. All the girls was out. I seen the ballroom girls, the kiki girls was out. It was packed. Learned. The girls came out and they turned it out. They fuck led. But I got to give a big shout out to Kevin, Jay-Z, Prodigy. Definitely chanced his ass off. It's no shade. It's no shade to none of the other commentators out there. But, you know, when Jack and Kool-Aid called me out, you know, that's my sister and Jack is, you know, Jack. They don't make me feel like I want to vogue anymore. It's no shade, Miss Day. Miss Kevin gives me, you know, I want to come out and play with Runaway, Miss Day, but then I want to fuck it up and vogue. And Kevin gave me that, Miss Day. And that's why I didn't give y'all no vogue in Baltimore, because Kool-Aid didn't make me feel like I wanted to vogue. Kevin, you give me that. I love you for that, Miss Day. But the girls came out and stormed. The Philly girls came out and battled for LSS versus the New York girl. It was definitely cute. And it was really fun. I enjoyed myself. Big shout out to Ivernie and in the Breakfast Club. Just got to get that air working, bitch. We need some air conditioner up in the Breakfast Club, Ivernie and, bitch, because that heat is just too much for me. But big shout out to everybody that came out. They definitely got their cash. Definitely got some trophies this month at the Breakfast Club. So you got to give a big shout out to Tony for definitely turning out Lenny. He needs to give those kids some trophies. They definitely didn't have a lot of trophies, Sonny. What did you think, Ronnie or London? What did y'all think? Or London, was you at the Breakfast Club? What did you think about it, or Ronnie? What did you think about the Breakfast Club?
London,
no, I wasn't there. I had a good time. I definitely had a good time. It definitely was hot in there. I want to give a big shout out to my house. We definitely came and shut it down. We had a good time, had a good showing. It was definitely some hot battles. The people definitely was there in New York, the Ebony, the Chanel, the Prodigy, the Couture's, Revlon's. People were definitely out and played. And the female singer performance, I think it had like 25, 30 girls. That walked that category alone, so it was real, real deep in there for performance.
Yes, they were definitely up in there for that performance category. The girls was not playing. Well, I'll tell you, all the categories, but I would think besides Best Dress and Sneaker versus Sneakers was really highly contested in Philadelphia. The girls definitely came out. The Prodigies definitely came out and did not play with Runway as a House. It was good to see Runway as a House brought back. It was definitely good. The Prodigies came out and they were winners as a house. They snatched that up. It was a lot of girls. It got congratulations to Sexy Lexi and, oh, my God. Oh, my fault. And Lisa definitely coming out and definitely destroying Sex Siren. I don't know what was going on with that panel because me and Rodney wasn't on the judges panel in Philly. But that panel, we were just gagging at things was happening with that panel on Friday. That panel was just too much, Ms. Thang. It's no shade to certain people, Ms. Thang, and I'm not going to mention nothing, but I'm not going to mention anything because then the girls going to think I'm taking it as shade and that I'm reading them and trying them, so I'm not going to mention anything. But certain girls that was getting sat on Friday, it was like gagging. It was like really gagging with those girls in the panel. I don't know if y'all was drunk or whatever y'all was, but bitch, girl, It's a mess. It was a mess. It was definitely a mess, Sonny. It was too much. It was too much for me, honey. I just got a message, and I'm not even gonna comment on that message because this is gonna be too much. But
I just got a message too, Kelly.
What message you got?
3 arrested and suspected credit card fraud ring. Michael Johnson, Jerome Holt, and Anthony Skies. Denver police have arrested 3 men in a suspected credit card fraud ring and are seeking a 4th person.
Oh, maybe the girls are calling and giving us some tea on this thing, honey. The girls are still doing forgery and all types of things. I think I'm gagging at the girls. They're still doing that.
What city was that in?
Oh,
London?
You're talking to me, Ron? Yes.
You said what city was in?
Denver.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and somebody will give us some tea on that Denver situation. Hold on, we got a lot of phone calls and people already pressing 1. Let's see what they have to say before we go into Baltimore, honey, and then all the reading in the shade and stuff that's going to go on. I don't know. 513-259, you're live on the air on the recap show. 513-259, you're live on the air. Okay, if you don't want to talk or anything, do not press 1 because I have to hang up on you and you're going to have to call back in. Okay.
Thank you.
200 live on the air on the recap show. 202-200, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess I might have to let you go. Okay. The next caller I have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yo, what up? Hello?
What's going on?
Hello, you're there.
Nothing much. What's good with y'all?
Not much. That's, you got the ball at three.
I just want to give a shout out to y'all, and I just want to say that Kelly is a big ass fat man.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Already so early?
Okay.
They say they are reading early.
Kelly,
they say, "Oh my God."
That's what they wait for.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. 407-299. You're live on the air. Hello. 407-299, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Oh, wait, hold on, I just got it. It just came across my airwaves, Miss Day. The tea that Miss London just spilled, Miss Day. I have pictures. Hold on, let me see the pictures, honey. I have the pictures. Oh, I don't know none of these queens. I think I know this one in the middle.
No, actually, it's Tigger X Con and Bam X Con.
Oh. Hold on, let me put the link in the chat room so the girls can see the link, Miss Day. You know, you can spell their government names and everything, Miss Day, because this is actual tea, Miss Day. And so we have facts and we can back this up, so we can definitely put the link in the chat room and definitely talk about these girls, honey, and all of these things. So the link is now in the chat room, so you girls could definitely know exactly what we're talking about, honey. As long as we have actual facts and things, Miss Day, we can definitely put it out there for the girls and definitely have the tea, you know, spilled, honey. Although we have another caller from California, 323-936. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh?
Hello?
Yeah. Who is this, Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, girl, you clicked me right in. This divide. I was calling from my homegirl house phone. Before
yes,
I was
going,
what's the deal? We had fun this weekend. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, honey. It's good. It's definitely good to have somebody else that was at a ball to definitely, you know, recap the ball with me and Rodney, honey.
Most,
so we're gonna go into the ball. We're gonna go into the legendary icon father of all fathers, Tony Revlon. For I definitely had fun. I enjoyed myself. Rodney, would you let me hear your recap first, Rodney?
Yeah, Rodney, give your recap. I'm gonna listen.
Okay, well, first, I'm on a serious note. Since we're using public forums, I want to apologize to a close friend of mine. He felt like I was out of line for doing something. So I'm a good enough man to tell him, I won't call his name out because, you know, he don't want to be on the show like that. But I wanted to know that, you know, I deeply apologize for that. And, you know, hopefully in the future we can work it out.
No,
you know, get that situation straightened out, and I apologize again. So with that being said, we're going to go into the recap. I enjoyed the ball. I had fun. It was very competitive. Houses were definitely in the building. I mean, they were deep in the building, all the houses. Everybody came to play. I'm going to give a little bit of little shouts out to people, good or bad, whatever the case may be. I want to give a shout out to TJ Milan. Since I left the house, he has been really mouthy and wordy about, you know, keeping the Milan name out there and doing this and doing that for the house just because I left. But it was finally good to see you walking at a real ball instead of a kiki ball for a change. So shout TJ. Next, it was good to see Kai, ex-father Epic, back Balenciaga in the house, on the runway again.
I gagged it, Rod.
Yeah, he walked in one executive last night, so shout out to Kai. What else I had? A few more. It was good to see Lisa Garnett, one of my favorite ballroom personalities, period. Just because of her natural, just, you know, just straight kindness, just nice, just the overall, just, you know, very nice woman. I love Lisa. The ball started kind of late, so that would kind of like drain a little people a little bit, was the late start, because it could have started. It was a lot of people there at like 2:30, 3 o'clock when everybody was getting there. So it could have started, but we still had to wait around on some other little stuff. Like, you know, Dad had to get some stuff straightened out before the ball started. But once it started, the energy was there, And, you know, everybody was still competing, and we stayed in there to compete to, like, the last category, the Revlons, the Prodigies, the Ogden. Another shout-out goes to Danny Couture. That was my first time actually seeing him Vogue. He definitely gave me the old-school realness with a twist. I enjoy seeing that. And also, another thing I want to talk about. Excuse me for rambling on, Kelly. When I'm judging a ball, it's no shade to anybody if I'm judging a ball. If I don't see you that night or if I chop you, don't take it as shade because most of the time I don't even know who you are. Right. You're probably just not bringing it like I read the flyer and interpreted it in my own right. Now, you have your interpretation. The person who had the ball has their interpretation. But at the end, they give the judges the leeway that our interpretation is the one that counts. But it's never any shade, and it's always respectful when the individual who I might have chopped or didn't see or feel like I didn't vote for them or never votes for them pull me to the side and ask me, can they talk to me and can I explain to them? That's very respectful, and
so,
I appreciate that.
So, Rodney, yes. Are you talking about June?
No. I was not talking about June at all.
To y'all girls in the chat room that talk about who's that Benji cunt in the background, first of all, it is 12 o'clock at night. My husband has to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's not my husband in the background. That's Divine at her cunt girlfriend's house, and I just put Divine on mute until we get ready to go to Divine, okay? Bitch, keep it cute. My husband don't sound like a cunt, y'all nasty queens.
No, the incident, I'm glad you brought that up, too. The incident with June was, the category was Legendary Runway. And the category stated, because my housemate was walking, so I knew what the category stated. It said, we didn't get a chance to walk at the collections ball, so bring the effect that you were going to walk in. Here's our time to shine, something of that nature. So with that being said, everyone knew that the collections ball called for moving things. So my husband walked. June came out there in some look, and James Icon and myself, we looked at each other like, what is that? And I was saying to myself, what character is June? And so when he came up, someone heard James say something, so they stopped the mic and stopped the music and asked James, Tony asked James, what did he say? And he said, being honest and being fair, June looks fierce. So in turn, June came to the front, and I pulled up my chop as well, and James put up his chop, and he said something to me, and he said, let's not be fierce, let's not be shady. And I'm like, well, I'm not being shady, not being fierce, you didn't bring the category right, so it's a chop, rightfully so. As if anybody, if I didn't bring my category right, I would want you to chop me too. And then he commenced to say something else smart, and we're not going to read, and we're not going to carry. And I said, no, the read is, June, you didn't bring the category right, and you have that outfit on. That's the read.
Oh, well, bloody, it's tea that she said she's going to get you.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that as well. So I'm still laughing and still shaking. And I'll be in Atlanta on Friday at 12 noon until Monday at 12 noon.
I would actually die if she's standing over my bed after I'm sleeping.
But no, I was going to call Audrey with that because when people who I know that, you know, just wanted to show or wanted to be seen at that moment, everybody gets away with words. You can say whatever you want to say, but saying that she was going to knock me and don't try and all that stuff, that was real funny to me. That's why I didn't even make a scene out of it, didn't even act upon it, because I already know.
Like, I have tea about Andre, but we're not there yet.
But at the end, it was good. Also, it was good seeing Kadon in the building. It's definitely well, my friend. He definitely came up to support the ball. And we just had a good time. I was able to Vogue a little bit, me, Man, and Harold for LSS. Was able to play a little bit for LSS. We did the old way and stuff. That was fun. And my best battle of the night had to be Derek Icon versus Brian Balenciaga. I have been waiting to see that for a while, so it was very, very good to see that. So I'm waiting on the clips from that to be put on YouTube. That was very the old school, new school, and they Vogue is so similar with the stretching and everything that it just, you know, it was just captivating to see the performance. So that was good. That was good.
Oh, yeah, no shade, Kelly. Khadija looked really, really nice.
London, we're not gonna go there.
No, bloody. I think it's just so personal between the two of you, and it needs to stop.
Baby, London, you gotta have that lady calling in here, London.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna be honest tonight. Even though you didn't walk, Kelly was at the ball, but for realness, you wasn't on the panel. So, but for realness, this period for the night. She, Khadija really looked good, for realness.
Yeah.
Now with the body thing, when you
I never know. I mean, like I said last week on the show, I was just playing with Khadija when it came to the realness at the Globe, Miss Day. But I was dead serious with the sex siren, and dead serious on Saturday when I tried to put a body. Khadija had on 3 girdles. That is not body.
Right. Then she pulled it up to show everybody, and I was just like, "Oh,
you
wow!"
You seen the girdle through the shirt because the shirt was so tight. You seen the girdle because I know that girdle because when I wear my tight fitting bras, I wear that girdle. She had the plastic girdle that you strap her with the 34 snaps. Then she had on a panty girdle and then another girdle. That's not body. That was just my whole thing with Khadija. Like, you know, but bye, Ronnie.
Right, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. And
well, Khadija, if you're listening, love Jagoda.
I'm fucking London up, honey. Baby, hold on. Divine?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey, Divine, what's your recap, Divine?
Okay, my recap of let me start from. Oh my gosh, let's start from when we met in the beginning, baby. The line was.
I fucking gagged, I pulled up, and that fucking line was so motherfucking long, bitch. I thought I was at Pasha or something.
I can't respect that line at the end of the day, because security, when I tell you they were going through every nook, cranny, pocket, if you had a suitcase, they wanted to open it up, go through your effect, pull everything out on the table, open your shoes, go down your shoes, all that. I felt like I was getting ready to get on a plane or something.
Yeah, they was very TSA about the situation.
They did not play. When I tell you nobody slid by, it was each and every person in each and every bag because that's what took so long. So I respect that. It made me feel safe for the night. I knew knowing certain things was not going to get by. Let me think. Once we got inside, it was all good. It was nice, packed crowd. People were in good spirits. It wasn't really nasty, no nasty auras. Everywhere I kind of went, everybody was kind of just, you know, Kiki in for the night. I'm trying to think, where did I get my life off? I actually got my life off seeing you and y'all go in on the old way as well. You, Harold, and man, go left, Ronnie. That was hot. Yolanda, even though she missed her star stars, I don't know whatever the fuck in the chat, but she was in the building. I got my little key off of her. The red lines were definitely in the building supporting Tony as well, so I got my life off of that as well. And the Chanels, yes. I love you all. They treated me so well that night. Got to meet a lot of people that I haven't met in that particular area, so it was good. Me and Kid Kelly, you know, I get life off our key at the table. You and Khadija, oh, my God. I instigated that all night. Yes, I did. I loved it, and I will do it every time that I see them together. I will instigate that. I love it. I love to see y'all go. That is such a kiki for me. What else? I think my favorite category of the night was, oh, my God, no. My favorite part of the night was me and Kelly when the Twisters were getting their 10s. And I'm not going to go into specifics, but, you know, that was such a key for me as well. Right, Sal?
Yeah.
That was definitely a key when the Twisters were getting their 10s, honey.
I love that.
We had fun, honey.
Divine.
Certain people got asked the question, and certain people did not.
Yeah.
And you did not get asked the question. Do not get mad because you didn't get asked the question, honey. We just didn't see you in that way.
Yes.
Divine, am I on your guest list in Kansas?
In Kansas? What the fuck is in Kansas?
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Oh. Sure, London. I can't wait. I want to pull you to the back anyway.
Oh, bloody. Don't
roll me. I want to roll out the carpet and make it red just for you.
The funny part of the twist was when y'all asked them to turn around and show their ass.
Oh, yes, baby girl. Some of them you have to ask. Is it meat in there? And then some of them you have to ask. Is it ass in there? Because
is it ass in there? Is it meat in there? Is it ass in there?
See, you did not want to see
their
meat.
And then some people you just didn't want. Don't even. It's okay.
Yeah,
that's
what you did not want to see their meat. You want to know what their ass in there, honey. Let me get my recap real quick, and then we're going to go into the icon, because the icon is on the phone.
There were a lot of ashy asses.
There were.
Let me get my recap real quick, because then we're going to go straight into the icon.
Let me tell you my favorite part of the night, too. When they got up in that light, and you see how dilated certain people's pupils were, they looked like somebody slapped them in the back of their head, and their eyes were just popping out. Okay.
Oh, but fuck y'all. I really enjoyed myself all weekend long, from Philly to Baltimore and everything. So much fun at the motherfucking ball at Tony's Ball. I really enjoyed myself. And the girl, the only thing I gagged at, Miss Spang, bitch, just know that I do not wear heels, Miss Spang, girl. Those motherfucking Kool-Aid had to take and put my legs in the motherfucking cab from the hotel. Those motherfucking jeans were so fucking tight, bitch. I was in that heel mistake, standing on that motherfucking lot. I know Tony made his change, bitch. I never been to a ball at the Paradox, Miss Thing, and I had to stand online for a half a fucking hour, Miss Thing, bitch. The line was so...
And that dirty bitch Selvin left us.
Yes, and that dirty bitch Miss Kool-Aid skipped the motherfucking line and left us, and we all came together, bitch. I forgot to read that bitch about that, Miss Thing. It was so packed. The girls came out. The girls showed Tony so much love. And the bitch queens that walked the realness category, I got to give y'all a big shout-out, Miss Thing, because, baby, Tony really got his life from all those motherfucking birthday cards y'all gave him. Y'all know Tony is very emotional, and he shows his feelings. He wears his feelings on his shoulder. He got his life from all those birthday cards. I know. I seen it in his face, bitch. I got my motherfucking L's from the motherfucking girl. It was sad to see It was sad to see Miss Motherfucking Garnett, Miss Saint. I love to see Garnett. She does not come out for everybody, bald bitch. But Tony, bitch, he's on the phone line saying he's listening. I don't get up and stand up for nobody, Miss Thing, unless you a legend or a fab pioneer legend or icon, bitch. I get up on my seat for you, like people from back in the days of Paris is Burning. I get up on my seat and give them their life, Miss Thing. I got my motherfucking L-I-F-E, Miss Thing, bitch, from seeing this motherfucking legendary Cappuccino Revlon.
Yeah.
Called the motherfucker out, bitch. Miss Cappuccino body
is stupid.
And everything, bitch, is still on motherfucking point, bitch, from back in the days at the mall. Devil, bitch, mistake. And there's no shade out there. There's no shade out there. It's a lot of people that have been deemed things and everything. And I want to bring this to the forefront. I don't want to recap nothing else about the ball. I'm just going to recap Cappuccino. And
that
I'm going to say I had a blast. And the cake was fabulous. And then I'm going to bring Tony on. And I want to say this last thing. Because I made many cunts, icons, and everything. It's no shade. Miss Cappuccino should definitely be motherfucking icon, Miss Day. Bitch, that lady is 6'10", bitch, like back in 90 motherfucking 4, 95, Miss Day, back in the Mark Ballroom, Miss Day.
Should
definitely be iconic, Miss
no
Day. And it's no shame. And now I'm going to go bring on Tony, because I had a fab night, Miss Day. Besides all everything else that happened, bitch, I'm not going to talk about what happened, because the ball was fast to me. So the little incident that did happen, I'm not even going to talk about that. But besides that, the ball was fabulous.
No,
I love that motherfucking cake, Tony, bitch. I had to come home and take me 2 insulin shots, Miss Thing, because I had about 6 pieces of that cake. Y'all know I'm diabetic, bitch, and I ain't supposed to be eating that cake.
Tony,
wherever the fuck
you
got from, that motherfucking cake, bitch.
He made them, girl. He made them.
Oh, bitch, well, Tony, you got to come to New York and you got to make that cake for me, bitch. Tony, you live on the air, because that cake was fast.
Everything. I was tearing that motherfucking cake up on the panel. I didn't give a fuck who saw me do it.
When I tell you it's no shame, Miss Thing, Cappuccino was on the sidelines, and she was passing cakes, and they was passing soda. Listen, I don't think the judges up top got another Miss Thing, because I took about 4 or 5 pieces, Miss Thing, before I got up top. But Tony, you live on the air.
Hello. Devon, I really, really, Devon, Rodney, hello, Kelly, hello, London. But Devon, you really, really touched me when I saw you walk in the building. For real, and that right there meant a lot to me. I also appreciate the respect you all have given me, but I don't. The ball started at 5 o'clock. Y'all all know that I'm real. 5 o'clock was too motherfucking late. I thought that I was gonna walk in during Stars and Statements. I think Stars and Statements should have been started at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. Not at no 5 o'clock in no fucking morning. That was fucking crazy. They have a ball ended at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody had dried mouth, and then also the people at the drink thing had already went home, and everybody's mouth from it was dry. They was asking for something to drink. We couldn't get them nothing to drink. The only thing that hurt me the other night was Kelly Noe was the Mizrahis. I feel it was only two of Mizrahis inside the building, which hurt me. I also heard what Kelly said. She thought I didn't hear it, but I heard what she said, that I know Tony's hurting because he support everything that Andre and House of Mizrahi give. He makes it mandatory, but no, I did speak to Andre. He gave me his explanation, you know, but I don't agree to it, but hey, that's that. But
okay.
I appreciate I did go all out my way concerning the trophies. I thank you for that also, Kelly, saying that.
Yes, Tony, wait, before you even say that, Tony, I forgot all about that. Bitch,
maybe.
When I tell you, bitch, I haven't been to a ball in motherfucking years, Miss Thing, that had the motherfucking platform set up for the trophies, Miss Thing. The last ball I think I bit you like that was when Terrence Legend did it, bitch. But Tony had the motherfucking platform set up for the trophies, Miss Thing. It was just like, oh my God, trophies are back. Bitch, the way Tony had that ball set up, girl, and the trophies and the things, we gotta get back to that. That was just so fucking... Those motherfuckers, the way you had those trophies laid out and the girls got their motherfucking trophies. I haven't seen big trophies like that in years, bitch. I give you kudos for that and that cake, bitch. I'm going to keep talking about that cake.
Tony, is it a bakery opening soon?
No, that's not. I lied to Devon. That's Justin Revlon. That's Justin Revlon makes cakes. He makes cakes and all that.
Justin Revlon, bitch, I'm coming to Baltimore, bitch, and I need a motherfucking cake.
Justin, Facebook me, please. You can always overnight me a little cake, cookie, cupcake.
But I'm going to get back to it. I do apologize for the judges that had to pay because I was like, I had left a folder back in South Carolina, so I had to remember all the judges. But I did give some of them their money back. I did give you your money back, right, Rodney?
No.
Me neither. Ooh, but I don't care. That's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, Rodney.
Rodney,
I did give your money back.
No, Dad.
Yes, I did. The time when the Bullyard member gave you the money and I told you to keep it because that's the money that I'm giving you back.
You saw what that was?
Huh?
You saw what that was?
What was it?
$5.
How much you gave me?
$5.
That's your member late member giving somebody $5.
Oh.
I'm gonna get to the gift. I think the most shadiest, the most disrespectful gift, and I really wish I knew who did it and who gave it to me. I should have opened the gift while people gave it to me. They gave me an orange T-shirt with County Jail on it.
What?
They gave
me I even took a picture of it and I sent it to Man Prodigy. I thought it was the most disrespectful thing they even bring into 2012. An orange T-shirt with County Jail, okay, such as going back to where I was in jail at, inside the County Jail.
Wow. County gym? Oh, my.
Wait,
like, as in
the
jail gym?
Yeah, I mean, I laughed about it. I did laugh about it. I thought it was funny. I did get a lot of nice gifts also. It was another gift that I got that I just didn't understand. Maybe they made a mistake and gave me the wrong gift, but it was a boot, a black boot with a heel.
Oh.
I mean, whoever boot that was, I mean, if it was a mistake, I still have it. Just get in contact with me. Was it a pair of female boots?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what size?
I may be considered.
The boot is really nice, though, Kelly. I don't think you can fit this. This is a size 9.
Oh, no.
That's doable.
But, what else? I really do apologize about the ball sign that, like, that was kind of horrible to me, you know, because when I walked in there, I thought everything was already going to be set up because I was there all day trying to put everything together. Then I went home, I went back to my hotel. But when I came back, the punch wasn't out, the cakes wasn't out, so I had to do that. But I do apologize to everybody, but I also thank everybody that really, 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 really supported me. Because when I walked into the parent, I said, I really, really gagged. And I really thank you, especially, I got to give a shout-out to Don Malone, Divine, because them, it was certain people I was really shocked that came. You know, and I really, really, really thank you. And just like I told you, Divine, I would definitely be in Las Vegas, and that's a promise.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
You know, I got Cappuccinos in the house that whole weekend for the Revlons to be there. So we're definitely going to be there.
Yeah, are you bringing Cappuccino?
Cappuccino just moved to Cali. So Cappuccino lived in Cali now.
Oh, okay.
I'm also going to bring up, I know, and just like I said, I do appreciate the respect that everybody gives me, but I will bring up, because I know y'all want to really read, but I bring it up about me deeming the two twins. Once I deemed them, you know, I did get some feedback. One of the feedbacks I got was from James Caan, you know, and you know, I really can't tell the twins apart, but I did speak to numerous of people, and they were saying that one of them should be deemed for. No, what they said was, Tony, you did deem them right, but one of them should be deemed for legend, for Rhythm of the Twist. And one of them should be deemed for Schoolboy because one of them didn't ever win Realness with a Twist. I think it's Anthony that did Realness with a Twist a lot, Rodney.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much both of them were on the floor at the same time. I wouldn't dispute that.
Okay. But I'm going to apologize to the Icons. You know, I just felt that this is a nice year, you know, and, you know, I did say how I feel concerning them. You know, but it was no disrespect to none of y'all because each and every one of y'all did come to me and said, you know, Father, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But, you know, just like Jane said, that I should have went to each and every one of y'all. So I do apologize to y'all for that. What else?
Let me interrupt you 1 second, because I spoke to the individual today. I spoke to both of them. Delvin had called out, because I know a lot of people have been talking about it. Delvin called out Iman Milan as Legendary Runway, but Delvin told me that he automatically thought that he had always been deemed by somebody else. He was not deeming Iman or not making Iman Milan legendary. So for all the girls, I had a lot to say. For everybody that's been calling phones and doing different stuff, I spoke with Delvin myself. Delvin said he had already thought that he was legendary. So when he was calling out Dominique and Keith and all of them, the legendary runway girls, he called out Iman as in just to keep the flow going because he thought he might have already been deemed. But Selva said he did not deem Iman Milan legendary at the ball. So everybody, please note that in your books and in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the judges right now. It was 11 judges on each half. I did forget to put some of the judges on the second panel. But I will say this. People, we, as being leaders and being mothers and fathers, we have our own opinion for certain. We just have our own opinion. How someone feel about another person, that's just how they feel. How another person judge, that's just how they judge, you know. Because we go on and on about politics. You know, people, I mean, the ballroom scene is politics, period. You know, that's not going to change. It is what it is. You know, and people cannot get mad because I didn't get mad all night, and I felt that my house was being shaded on certain categories. I did not stop the ball. I did not start saying, get off the panel. You know, it is what it is. You know, every house is going to be shaded in some type of way. You know, and that's just that, you know. But I feel about the $1,500, I will have to say this. When it was $1,500, I have my own opinion concerning certain people that walk. I will say that about runway, that people have to, when you judge it for $1,500, you have to be very careful of how careful how you're judging it. The certain things a professional runaway would not do. The category is runaway. It's not my Dell's effect, and a lot of judges have to remember that. It's a difference between runaway and a difference between my Dell's effect, and it's a difference between Shayfet. You know, and a lot of them, my opinion, I think should have been chopped. You know, because if they say they bring it like a certain individual, and y'all know that that's not what they had on. Whenever it's a category we saying recreate, that means that it should be exactly the same effect that that individual wanted. You know, but the winner with $1,500 was Boy Khan. And everybody said that he walks like me, his attitude is like me, and all that. I think it was a well-deserved win. I did get a lot of calls about him, but I think that it was a well-deserved win. My best effect was Giovanni, and what's your son's name, Rodney?
Prodigy.
Yeah, I think his effect was really, 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 really hot. And Giovanni, I think what Giovanni did, he took them paper plates and did it his way. And like I said that night, if I had a choice between the day I wore that, I would have worn Giovanni's. That was really hot, Giovanni, and Trey did an excellent job. Realist with a twist.
Tony, before you go to Realist with a twist, I wasn't up there for that. But I think because I know Tony's not gonna say nothing, and it's no shade, bitch. I think Boogie wore a hole in that motherfucking child's ass, bitch. Okay, I was motherfucking gagging that child won over fucking Boogie, and Boogie wore a hole into his motherfucking ass, and I was gagging that it was taking those judges that motherfucking long to fucking judge Miss Thing, when Boogie wore a hole in that child's ass, and that child did a last minute combination motherfucking dip, and that's the reason why he won. My opinion, do not kill me for my opinion, but I wasn't on the judges panel for that, but I was on the sideline and I gagged. Go ahead, Tony.
And that just goes back, Devon, Rodney, and London, that it's always going to be shade with my house, you know. And
Hello. And
Boogie is just like, I haven't seen Boogie Vogue like that in a long time. I feel, you know, people judge, y'all judge. I think Cam, I don't think that he should have left that soon, because I feel that the better that Cam lost, Cam really deserves to win. That's my opinion, you know. And I think I have a lot of favorites concerning Realist with a Twist, but Cam is one of my favorites. You know, I will say this, you know, I have supported a lot of people since I came home from jail and since I came back to the scene. For a state that I have a chapter in, for a state that I have been the boys and I have supported them to not come to my board was a disrespect, and that's Virginia. So I have a bitter taste in my mouth about VA, knowing that I lived in that state for 5 years, and I did a lot for that state there, you know. And I come there all the time, and whenever you have a ball, I have supported Sequoia and all of that. You know, I've supported Sequoia. I have changed her whole ball, Rodney, when nobody came there. I explained everything. For Virginia not to come to that ball, including my chapter that I even have there, that was a disrespect. That was a totally disrespect to me. The Mizrahi, you know, yes, Kelly, Rodney, Devon, and London. Yes, that did hurt me because I thought it was inside the past.
I know, but
that was a disrespect to me because of the fact Andre had his birthday ball, I made it mandatory. When Jack and Andre are Wolves ball, I'm going to make it mandatory. You know, I don't hold grudges, and everybody knows that. But for only three Mizrahis to be present at my ball was a disrespect to me. I'm not going to divide Rodney, Kelly, Lund. I'm not going to hold no grudges. You know, it is what it is. If they feel some type of way, they feel some type of way. But I will say I thank June for coming. I thank the father from Cali for coming. And I think the father's name is George.
Yeah, George. He came with the guitar.
You know, I thank you for coming because he's the one that called Andre. And so I think you need to call your dad because he's really hurt that you're not here. You know, but, you know, it is what it is. And what hurted me the most is just like Kelly said, that the thug guys that made them cars, it was a prodigy. For this guy to put my father, my sister, my son, my daughter, my grandson on a card along with that was Andre Pitcher, that means that he knew that Andre meant a lot to me. You know, but it is what it is, you know, it is what it is. But like I said before, I thank everybody for coming. The gifts I got, I thank for all the gifts that I got. And I will be doing it again because of the fact I see that everybody did enjoy themselves. You know, and I thank for especially the people from out of town, the Texas people, the Cali that came there. You know, and Divine, you know me, I'm a real person. It meant a lot for me to see you there and knowing that no one, that my chapter from Cali was not there. That hurted me. So, Divine, I always will have special love, and I will always support whatever you do, no matter where that is. Okay?
Most death. Thank you.
And, Kelly, I hope you enjoyed the cake I gave you concerning the Mizrahis. I'm not reading that when I'm saying Mizrahis. I have made a cake for the Mizrahis also, and the closest thing to the Mizrahis is Kelly, so I gave that cake to Kelly.
It was fabulous. The cake was fabulous. And me and Divine, we're going to find your son on Facebook. I'm going to be ordering cake. He's going to be shipping cakes to my house and say, tell you, bitch,
yes,
between him and my daughter, Lay, bitch, they make some fab motherfucking cakes.
It was so fluffy and so light. It was so light. It was soft.
I have not had a cake like that, bitch, that you just put the cake on your fucking tongue and it just dissolved. Bitch. That cake was so fat, Mistake.
And the
icing was
wasn't heavy. It was so nice. And
it was so light and heavy, Mistake. I think he used some type of whipped cream for the frosting or something. Shit was nasty, bitch. It was nasty.
Yeah,
I was mad, Mistake. And I tell y'all, when I got back to that table, bitch, I wanted to attack Danny and them, Mistake. Then I ate up the whole cake. I was taking that back to the hotel. I was getting that back on the bus.
Okay.
Can we talk about insulin shots? Insulin.
Hey, we're not going to talk about insulin. When I got back home, I took me a nasty extra shot. I was supposed to take 20 units. I took 50 because I had 5 pieces of cake, okay? I'm all right.
Oh.
I took 50 insulin. I took 50 units of insulin when I got back home, and I checked my sugar. It was a little high, but I'm all right. But that cake was all good.
Baby, that cake. When I tell you I was trying to figure out a way to get some home, I was like, ooh, I just want to sit on my couch.
Kelly, is that why you had a headache all day?
Yeah, that's why I had a headache, babe. My sugar was a little high today. I had a little headache. Yeah, that's why I had a headache. I had to take me a nap before the show, but I'm all right now. But, baby, that cake, that trophy, it was, oh, my God, it was just beautiful, bitch. When I tell you, my highlight, I don't care about none of the categories. I don't give a fuck about none of the categories or anything, Miss Thang, but I get my motherfucking life, Miss Thang, from seeing Miss Cappuccino. That was the highlight for me of the night, Miss Thang, was Miss Cappuccino.
Oh, yes.
I was sitting at my table, Miss Thang, and I seen her, Miss Thang, and then she stopped in front of me and she was up. That brought tears to my eyes to see Cappuccino, Miss Thang, because you know how we see girls from back in the past, Miss Thang, and they don't keep themselves up, Miss Cappuccino.
I was just
when I tell
say
you,
that.
Anything that changed about Miss Cappuccino was that her face gave you that she matured into a woman from a little girl from back in the day when she was just a young little girl. That's the only thing that changed about her, that she looked like she grown into a mature woman. Bitch, I love her. Cappuccino,
the
outfit you went
to. That's the key. She
I love
hang.
You, Miss Thing, and I'm so proud and happy that she was back out on the motherfucking floor, bitch. And that body still gave me butter, bitch.
Mm.
It gave me butter, bitch. It made
Ready?
Me melt in my chair.
Oh, I went to take the picture of her to the doctor. Make me like
baby, when I tell you, Divine, baby, Cappuccino used to come out back in the day at the Mark Ballroom in the YWCA, Divine, and this lady would stand there, Divine, bitch, and shake her motherfucking body, shake her leg, mistake, and the whole body just moves, Divine, like butter, bitch. That's off the motherfucking plate, just like motherfucking butter, Divine, bitch. That lady body is nasty, mistake. Girl, if y'all see that lady in a two-piece bitch, y'all would gag, mistake. That's the way the femme queen's supposed to get their body to look.
It was. Did you see when she was walking off in that purple dress, the waistline and then the hip line? It was like, it went from small to just, ooh, and then came right back in. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm
yes,
like, that bitch hip was not like that, but that waist was still pinched.
Yes. Okay. So now that we here, I don't know what happened. Tony gonna call back in, but his phone line dropped. So Tony gonna call back in. We gonna get Tony the phone. But we gotta get into some shade and some tea and everything. We gotta congratulate the new father of the DC chapter of the House of Cards. Father James Card is now father. He's back to being
Little
in the House
dang.
Of Cards. So girls, I see why I tell you, ever girls, all you girls sitting here talking about old Kelly's gagging and she's pressed and she want to read Vicky Gotti because she Vicky spilled the tea before she did. Let me tell you something. That's what you got to do. When you a good reporter, you go out and you get your facts and your sources and things. You spilled the tea, honey. And so, Miss Vicky Gotti, I got these girls up on the phone and on the phone lines, Mr. And now all of these girls are back in the House of Cards, which I knew was going to happen. Congratulations to the new father, James Card. A lot of girls have been hitting me up and sending me inboxes and Yahoos and everything, and they have been reading that they made James Card the father, saying he's only been out 3 years. What qualified him to be
Mousy
he's still wet behind the ears and all types of things. So that's your opinion. If y'all like to call in and voice your opinion, then y'all do so. But, London, what was you saying, darling?
I said Mousy and Roger didn't go back.
Mousy and Roger didn't go back?
No.
Not yet.
Kelly, when would the Baltimore chapter of Couture debut? Dior and Couture.
Oh, the Baltimore chapter of Couture will be June, August of 2012.
Yeah,
we're working. Hold on, we got a lot of callers. Let's see what some of these callers got before we go.
I'm mad I didn't go out there and get me some, go out to the pier and get me some crab. Oh, shit.
Oh, yes, honey. Maybe we get Joey Four Fingers to call in tonight.
We got to go back.
551-226, your live on the air. I 5-1-2-2, still live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 757.
Wait, Kelly?
Yes? Oh, good. Y'all got to come quicker. 757-305, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
How you doing, baby? Who are we speaking with?
This is Tyson Evisu.
Hi, Tyson.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Rodney?
What's up, Tyson?
Chilling.
Divine in London is there also.
Hi, Tyson. How are you, babe?
How you doing, beautiful?
Hello.
I'm good.
How you doing, London?
Hello.
But, yeah, I want to say, Boogie Revlon and Slim Evisu, that was a hot battle. And I believe the votes did go in favor because it was a hot battle. And congratulations to Boy Khan and Lil Trez Prodigy. They both walked.
Oh, yes. That's all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello?
Private caller, stop playing.
Okay, private caller, you gone, honey.
The next caller we have is 718-757. You're live on the air. 718-757. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Ski Prodigy, honey.
Who?
Ski Prodigy.
Ski?
Yes,
yeah.
Ski.
Hey, Ski.
What's going on, sis? What's going on, father?
What's going on, Ski?
Nothing.
Just
we're just sitting up here chilling. I waited for Joey Fourfingers to call in.
Oh, yeah, that too. I just want to congratulate Tony on a successful wall. Sorry I couldn't make it. You know, I'm just getting off of work, you know, 16-hour day. I want to congratulate all the Walking Wonders who came on and turned it, you know. So what's going on?
Nothing. We're just sitting up here, you know. I've been getting so many texts and all types of things all day, honey, about Miss Joey Fourfinger reading me and stuff.
On my Facebook page.
He was reading me all over in the Ballroom Institute and everything.
Who?
Miss Joey looking like that. I be gagging at him.
No,
Kelly. Hold on 1 second. Just got a text from the Con Camp, Roger and Mousy are back Con. So it's just been confirmed.
Ooh,
London.
They must got some hell of a can of kick ass, because every time the bitches leave, they go right back. Like, we not, you know, I don't know if I'm saying too much, baby. Don't put your hands on me. I'm good. But
Wait, did the Ohio girls bring the $1,000?
I don't know. You have to...
No, they didn't have those categories.
So, Kelly.
Yes.
Sis.
Yes.
I have a question for you. I wasn't at the ball, but the girls told me to ask you this. Told me some tea, and I want to know what's going on.
Well, what's the E?
I heard you was approached in the bathroom, honey, and you choked up.
No, I was not. I was approached in the bathroom. I did not choke up. I've never been a bitch to choke up, honey, you know. And the girls take a situation and they blow a situation out of proportion. And that's what the situation is. I've never been a bitch to been choked up or backed down from anybody. I don't give a fuck what state I'm in, bitch. And you can ask Devon, bitch. I came to motherfucking L.A., Miss Thing, and a butch queen got at me, Miss Thing, and I got right back in. I don't give a fuck what state I'm in or whatever it is. If I feel that I'm threatening about something, I'm going to handle my business. But I didn't feel that I was threatened. I felt the way that the person came at me was very disrespectful. And like I told him, this is between two fem queens. Butch queens have nothing. That's the problem that goes on between butch queens and fem queens. Let us have what we have. We do what we do.
That
was
the bathroom? Wasn't that the table?
Butch queens always want to come in it.
Didn't that happen at the table, Kelly? Because it was as we were, I was walking, we were
it was
just
at the bathroom,
the panel.
It was at the bathroom, and it was at the table. It was at the bathroom, and then that was the table. And then it just got blown so out of proportion and just all over the place. But no.
Oh,
please.
Well, you know, me and you talked about that situation earlier. But
Yes, we definitely did. We talked about that situation in Philly, and I told Ski my opinion that I felt in Philly.
Right.
And
so
then the lady came
out
and said, and Khadija would have came out there, Miss Thing, and you know, if it was contoured, Miss Thing, if the shirt was contoured more, Miss Thing, and I didn't get it to the girdle, Miss Thing, I would have gave her a 10. I don't feel, Miss Thing, that you should walk body or sex iron, Miss Thing, and have on a girdle, Miss Thing. And I'm a big girl, and I walk big girl sex iron. And when I walk, bitch, I don't wear a girdle either, Miss Thing. You cannot. And if she didn't have on one girdle, she had on three.
It was brought to my attention, and I said I would call into the show and ask my sister, because I know my sister is not a punk bitch.
No, it was never that. I never felt threatened by the situation or anything, bitch, because y'all know me, bitch, honey. I don't give a fuck, Miss Thing. If it's going to go, it's going to go, but I never felt threatened anything. I just felt the way he came at me was disrespectful, and that was between me and Khadija. We are both femme queens. We can handle ourselves, and like I told him, me, Khadija, and Nicole, we sit on the phone on Tuesday, and we
Kelly,
read each other.
Who was it?
It was Band Ebony. Me and Khadija and Nicole sit on the phone for hours at a time and read each other down, call each other by our names and everything. But that's just us. That's how we do things. And that's what Khadija was trying to explain to him. We do this all the time. Miss Thing, it's boardroom shade, Miss Thing Girl. Bitch, I might be walking. Khadija's going to try me, Miss Thing. And I'm going to read her, Miss Thing Girl. What the fuck? That's her opinion. I can't get mad at her opinion. Bitches chop me all the time. Rodney chopped me, Miss Thing. I read Rodney. Miss Thing, the Malone is in my background. I need to shut up.
What?
I'm talking to the Malone in my background. That's, you know, giving much in the background.
Tashawn.
No, it's another Malone. Tashawn left, but it's still one here. It's a legendary Malone in my background, giving much.
Well, I'm just listening. I just wanted to say it was good keying with you on Friday at the Breakfast Club.
And it was definitely good keying with you, and we definitely getting facts about, you know, I'm not going to mention it. But when he calls in, we'll read, Miss Thing, because I waited for him to call in.
Yeah, that's
right. So I waited for him to call in because I definitely want to do a show, Miss Thing, because everybody was waiting for me to come into the Ballroom Institute room and read. I really, and this is my honest opinion, Miss Thing. Everybody hits me up and they tell me everything that goes on. I don't be in those rooms like that, even though I'm in those rooms. But I really think, like I told them in that room, even in shade, I don't think that it's for the Ballroom Institute room. I think that's where the young children needs to go and get knowledge at. So everybody was gagging when I came in there, and I did start reading, and Rodney asked me, well, why was I reading after I said what I said? Because after a while, enough is enough, and then the girls sit there and they let comments get up to 300 and something and let the girls read me and everything. I don't come in there and read or anything. I just say my opinion on how I feel about things in it. But I don't think that room is for that. So I'm waiting for Joey Fourfingers to call in tonight because this is where it's at.
Well, see, I'm not in the ballroom, whatever room that is. But I was trying to figure out why was I put in the middle of that. People just can't understand why you're my sister.
And another thing, Ski, this is what people feel and realize. Everybody thinks that this personality that they hear on the radio show and the bitch that I'm at the board, they think that that is me. That is not me at all, Mr. Thing. And I keep telling you, y'all can ask Ski, y'all can ask Ronnie, y'all can ask Devon. I am not like this on the radio show, Mr. Thing. It's a personality, Mr. Thing, and the girls want to read me. My personality that I get at the board, Mr. Thing, and my personality that I give on the radio show. Still, I'm such a
But Kelly,
and I'm
going
to tell you, girl, this is my first June of 2012. The reason that I'm a bitch the way I'm a bitch at these motherfucking balls, bitch, you have to be that way with these queens. You cannot let everybody in your circle. You let these girls in your circle, Miss Thing, and then they stab you in your fucking back. And that's why I am the way that I am when I'm out at these balls, Miss Thing. I only befriend certain people, and certain people is allowed to come to my sanctuary that I call my home, that I trust and call my friend. Everybody is not allowed that. When you let girls in your circle, girls, go out there and let girls in your circle for 2012, and then you're going to see how fierce these faggots are and how they're going to turn you at the drop of a motherfucking dime. I don't have time for all of that.
But Kelly, listen, when I see you outside of a ball, it's like seeing Tom Cruise outside of a movie. When he's in a movie, you see him as an actor. When he's outside of a movie, you see him as Tom Cruise. When I see you at a ball, I see you as Mother Couture. When I see you outside of a ball, I see Kelly, somebody that I know on a personal level. So you have to pay what these faggots have to say about you on a personal level, because half the time, 9 times out of 10, half don't want to be you.
But yeah, and that's like I said, you know, Joey Fourfingers, he's going to use my name so he can stay relevant, because the girls don't know who he is, Miss Thing. The girls never knew who he was when he was a Kamar. So he can use me to stay relevant. A lot of girls are going to use me to stay relevant, Miss Thing. So girls, continue to use me to stay relevant, because those are the girls that never made a name for themselves in the scene. They old now, they washed up, and they bitter. So they want to use a fat bitch like me to stay relevant. So if that's what y'all got to do to stay relevant, more power to y'all.
Well, baby, I'm going to say goodnight, because I just worked a 16-hour shift. And I'm
and I know you got to get up for work in the morning.
No. I'm off tomorrow, thank God. But I'm going to let some other child call in. And if I feel as though I need to press 1 again, I'll press 1.
Okay.
So, and if not, then I'll call you tomorrow so we can kick.
Okay.
But I'm going to listen in.
Okay. All right, Steve.
All right, Papa. Bye.
What?
Kelly.
Carolina, your live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Father. How you, London?
Hey. Hold on one second, Tatiana. Could you do the breaking news thing for me, Kelly, please?
Hold on. Switchboard, breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
The most dedicated Herrera, besides Marco, has left the building. Amari Herrera is now a free agent. An hour after Amari left, he was already replaced as Father Herrera by AJ Herrera, and Brian Herrera is Chicago's father, and AJ is Midwest's father. Is that correct?
Yeah, but how you gonna break the news before me?
Because I was giving them the cards, but they didn't do it, so I had to, you know, go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'm not being funny, but what happened to that other Midwest father, the one that was he used to be a Chanel and he was the Vogue to the Twister.
Burrell.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Tiana.
Tiana,
are you there?
Yeah, he left the ballroom saying he got married to a police officer.
He what?
He got married to a police officer. He left the scene, so.
So Rory is no longer Herrera. AJ is now Chicago father, and it is Midwest father.
AJ is the Midwest father, and Brian is Chicago father.
Oh, shit.
And Varel left to be a police officer.
No, he's married to a police officer.
What?
His lover is a police officer, so he left the scene. To just, you know, pursue his life, just to, you know,
no comment.
Wait, so if Little James is Father Khan, then what is Black?
Little James is Father of DC.
Oh.
But Black is a 007, anyway.
Oh, mistake. It is so much other juice and tea. Fucking going on around here, Miss A, girl.
Kelly, I have breaking news.
Oh, hold on.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Dawn X LaCroix stole Richie's credit card and used it to put money on books for some trade she's messing with. Also, she's reopening the House of Caron and has to turn in herself for 1 year jail sentence. Still waiting to confirm it. But, yeah, how is she opening a house and she's going to jail?
Is the jail sentence for the credit card?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh.
Oh, mistake. A mess. There's a lot of raking motherfucking mistake. Bitch, so it's a lot going on in fucking Chicago. What the fuck is going on in Chicago is what I need to motherfucking know.
Wait a minute. I wanted to congratulate Man Prodigy for winning Drag Space.
What? What, Tiana? What you talking about? What you talking about, Tiana?
Did you have a dream?
No, they said that he won Drag Space at the bar at the Breakfast Club.
I'ma fuck Tiana up, bitch. Tiana, I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. It is a lot going on. Hold on, Tiana, you stay right there with us because, bitch, the phone line has just hit the motherfucking fan. Okay, 202-446, you're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? Rodney was good. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Tony? You on the line? What's up?
No, Tony's not here anymore.
Okay, this is Monty Christian.
Hey, Monty.
Congratulations,
man, brother.
Oh, appreciate it. You know, I had to come to this show, Tony, some love. But, yeah, I forgot to announce one of the hottest battles of the night. And I got to scream out shout outs to that old way battle.
I said that.
Oh, I ain't here. It need to be stated again.
You know, I have to give a shout out to that.
It had to go off like that piece of cake I've been talking about real bad.
Right.
Them motherfuckers bitches out there turned it. And Oway has been slightly coming back real, real hard. And I really appreciated that. So shout out to Brian. And also shout out to Dirt. It really, 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 really turned it. And it was real good. But that's about it, man. I just want to appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Kelly, it was good seeing you.
Yes, you too.
I really enjoyed myself. Rodney, you know it's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Most
definitely. The ball was fascinating. It was no bullshit. It was a lot of love. Like Tony said, he ain't throw no shade. Even, you know, it wasn't a lot of shade. I didn't feel like it was a lot of shade. But even, you know, normally Tony would have went off, you know, on some house members, but, you know, on some of the judges. But he retained his composure. Everything was good. And I really appreciate it. Everybody had a good time. But go ahead, I'm going to tune out. Y'all carry on a good show. And hope to see y'all soon. All right, baby. Thank you so much.
The next caller we have is 480287. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on, darling? Who are we speaking with?
Shit, it's AJ.
Hey, AJ.
What's going on? What's up, London? What's up, Rodney? What's up, Devon?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on? Shit, just listening.
This AJ who?
It's Scotta.
Oh, hey, AJ, it's Scotta. How you doing?
Oh, shit.
So what's the E?
No E, just listening.
Right. Thank you for just listening, darling. All
right, Ben.
Okay. Next corner we have is...
Kelly.
Yes?
Breaking news.
Oh, shit.
Breaking news.
Motherfucking Herrera fired up. Oh, wait, where's the fire?
Okay.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled
programming for this breaking news report. The mother of New Jersey, Ebony, has left the building.
Morgan is our mother?
No, it says Mug Morgan is now ex-mother Ebony.
Oh,
my
God, what the fuck? What the fuck happened? Dexter, I'm calling you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I forgot Dex was at the bar with us. Why you don't ever call in?
Yes, Dexter, press 1-480287. You're live on the air. 480287. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 323-707. You're live on the air.
Oh, that's Father Nico.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
What's going on, sir?
Everybody, this is Father Nico Chanel from the West Coast. About to go to the movies, and I'm just spectating.
Hey.
Thank you for being spectated.
Yeah.
The next quarter we have is 267-588. You're live on the air. 267-588. Let's try this one more time. 267-588. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Anybody else that's on the phone lines, and you got any gossip, you got any tea, Miss Thing, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we're definitely going to get the madness and the shit started, bitch. Rodney, Devon, and Tiana, don't go nowhere. We got to pay some bills because y'all know this show is not free. So hold
right.
on. We got
to
pay some
one
bills.
Question. Can we get some of the red lines to call in? Because, you know, I know Father Tony from the, you know, the West Coast West lines need to call in. Father Tony's not really happy with y'all. Y'all to show up. I want to hear about this. I want to see what the excuse. Y'all got some explanation or something? I mean, you got to celebrate the founders. Motherfucking birthday. Did not one person show up? I hope you sent cards or flowers or something to the commercial.
T2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Devon Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake cars. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents What It 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Sim Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot, Witch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball. The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, PA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. Cash prize. Butch Queen Space. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500. Twister vs. Sister. $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonic Ball. Who won the world? The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gasway Darion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Mrs. Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Stem Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
The fourth
annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break, Sonny. And I just got a reliable source from the House of Ebony just texted the pink phone, and they said it was no shade with Morgan stepping down. She has not left the House of Ebony. She just stepped down as mother. They accepted her resignation. She is still an Ebony. She just had to take time out to work, to focus on Morgan at this point in time in her life. But she is still a part of that House of Ebony, and she loves the Ebonies. That was the tea.
Divine, they say you better keep it cute before the girls pay your ball.
Divine, oh, wait, hold on.
I'm back.
Divine?
Yeah.
Did you hear what London just said?
No, what happened?
I said the girl said you better keep it cute before the girls pay your ball.
Keep it cute, huh? I ain't did shit.
I'm
gonna get your panties up tight about that. That's fine. I was just fucking with D. D know who the fuck I'm. D know how we are. I don't care about that shit.
Everybody
know me. No, I like to fuck with people. If you can't take the heat, then get the fuck out the kitchen. You're too damn bad.
I want to say congratulations to the overall Mother Blahnik Empress and overall Father Milan Blahnik.
Ooh. What?
Who you say, Wonder?
Overall
Mother
Empress and overall
Blahnik,
Father Milan.
Overall Father Milan Blahnik.
Oh, wow.
Did Milan was actually also Blahnik? Wasn't she a Blahnik before?
Yeah, she was.
That was years ago, though.
It was.
So the legendary realness with the twist finally went back to Chanel.
Who?
Who, ex-Ebony.
You said what?
Who, ex-Ebony, finally went back home to Chanel.
Oh.
Huh? It got
Divine,
real
fun. Divine, would you like to shine any light on that?
Welcome home, baby.
Yeah.
That's all you there?
You already answered the question.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but you got me beaten to it.
Oh, okay.
I hope she wouldn't go on
Manic
Girl with that.
Is Camara going to call in? We want to get that tea. Or is that something that's supposed to be pumped at the MLK?
Right. It's supposed to happen at the ball. So
oh, damn. London, you popped the bubble.
Oh, well, baby, Camaro, London needs you to call in and confirm or deny, which I know you're not going to call
right.
in and confirm or deny.
Let me call some. We should be doing three-way calls.
My girlfriend that spills all the tea, you know who you are, Miss Thing. Hit me up, Miss Thing, and give me an eat on that. Hit me up on our chair, honey. Let me put
okay.
me on that, Miss Thing. Girl, I'm getting it, honey. Miss London beat you to the punch of a
hours.
Going on? You slipping, sister. You're slipping.
Baby.
Well, London, you be on your shit, Miss London. I need to know the girls you know.
Okay.
Honey, because you be on your motherfucking tea.
It's a law. It's a whole job.
Oh, yeah, my sister hit me up. My sister just hit me up. My sister said she hit me up. She said, we already pumped that tea, sister. Oh, girl, I didn't mention the post, sister. The girls were pumping too much.
I have a red alert. Skittles Herrera is prepared to leave a house for any house willing to give her her titties. She's accepting the highest bid.
Oh. Oh, hold on. I just plugged my phone up, Mister. I just plugged my phone up, honey. Why my phone ain't connected to this thing, honey? I need to get this picture out. I got this picture, Mister, that I need to post in my elite group, Miss Thang, honey.
So why is everyone leaving houses? Jami coming out as a 007?
Jami? He just became a con.
Oh, I hear he's coming out as a 007 at the MLK ball.
Ooh.
It's a lot going on. Girls are switching houses and jumping houses and all types of shit, Miss Thang girl, bitch. MLK is going to be a mess.
It is. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to be there.
Baby, it's going to be a mess. I'm gagging at all of this stuff that's going on, honey. All
really?
This tea and all of this stuff.
I was thinking, you should probably
it's a lot going on. Did you guys see Andre Mizrahi's ex-lover reading him?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. But Kelly, maybe you should try a radio show live from a ball once.
I did, Devon. It was just I was at a ball in Connecticut. It was just so loud and so much going on.
Outside as people are coming in, like before they right after they hit security, kind of like you be the red carpet tease. And you do, like, interviews
so
as they're walking
on,
in.
But I'm definitely going to let y'all know that myself and Ballroom Throwback is definitely going to be working on something really major that's definitely going to impact the ballroom scene the same way. My radio show has definitely impacted the ballroom scene. Me and him is about to go viral, honey. We about to take this shit on the road. Bitch, I'm trying to get me a motherfucking reality show, Miss Thang, on motherfucking BET or VH1 or MTV
okay.
or something, bitch. Because trust me, bitch, I got a motherfucker. I can put on a motherfucking show for you girls.
Right.
I mean, I'm definitely working on that with him, and we're definitely going to make that happen. Hold on. 347-703, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air. So, Tayana,
yep,
are you still
here?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Oh.
Girl, why you sound dry like that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What's wrong
with
this?
Oh, my God.
I'm
gagging, honey. I just got some red hot motherfucking tea. I don't need breaking news. I don't need breaking news for my tea. But Dizu Milan lover has already left the house of Milan. Already. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
He just got in the house, Miss Thing, like a month ago.
Baby, that's why you don't put your lovers in your same house, because when y'all get into it, they feel like they got to leave and show everybody.
He used to be in the house of Christian. I don't know his name, but they said he has left the house of Milan already.
He was a Christian and then left already and then went to Milan and left already?
Hold on. He was a garçon and left and became a Milan, and now he's left Milan already. It's only been a month.
What's his name?
Baby, she left already. Like, what the fuck is going on? The girls are switching. Mistake, I feel like it's a collection ball coming around again.
Baby.
I feel because, you know, only when a collection ball come around, Mistake, the girls start switching houses and trading houses, Mistake. Jasmine, did you put out a motherfucking flyer? You out there listening and you off work, Mistake. Oh, girl, I don't know about Mistake because bitches is switching houses like motherfucking left and right.
Yeah, I heard Vegas, the Milans from L.A. are supposed to be the Milans from L.A. are supposed to be premiering in Vegas.
Oh, what?
I heard hot tea that Ninja that left Garçon is supposed to be coming out with the Milans, but I don't know, but that's what I heard. And I heard they're supposed to be collecting their girls to premiere in Vegas. Let's see what happens. I'll be there with my
money. The girls will definitely be in Vegas, no doubt.
Yes, I will. I want to see this.
Devon, are we gambling?
I'm definitely be in Vegas. I'm
mad
my daughter Lay can't come.
Yes.
She's going to be out the country.
Of course.
The rest of us will be out there. Lay will be out of the country for Vegas, but the rest of us will be out there. We coming to Vegas, bitch. I'm going to have Vegas.
His name is Chris.
Do you love the name is Chris? He has left.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm gagging, Chris. What happened? Maybe somebody will call in here and give us the tea on what happened. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for Joey Four Fingers to call in here. Joey Four Fingers hasn't called.
Did you get that tea, baby?
What tea?
Yeah, why he leave?
I don't know why he left, Miss Sang. I don't know why he left, Miss Sang. Facebook has been a lot today, Miss Sang.
Is Raymond Diesel still an item?
I don't know. Maybe we can find out. Well, we know we're going to get. Hold on. We got our Atlanta number. 770-597. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
Is this my sister, Kelly Couture?
Yes, this is.
What's up? This is Jay, your brother.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
And it's Camaro Blahnik. How you doing?
We know it's you, Camaro. We know your number, honey. I got your number stored in my... So London has broken a story here tonight on the show. So,
ooh.
London, would you like to talk to Jay and Camaro? They're right here, London.
Oh, so it's Temperance overall mother and is Malone overall father.
I can't really confirm nor deny anything that's circulating right now. You just have to, like, come to the ball and see.
So it's true. Just say it's true, because, no.
Yeah,
because no's always definite.
That means that I'm not overall father. That's kind of deep.
Well, the tea that they said was that you were doing like man did, and you were just going to be the founding father of the House of Blahnik, and you was going to pass it on.
What would that make Camaro?
Just another nigga.
Deputy Father.
Oh, well, no shade, you know, Camaro.
It'll make him Deputy Father.
Milan did bring Camaro out, so, I mean, I do see that.
Oh.
Hey, Diana.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
Y'all too quiet. Come on the dish.
You know you're not going to dish. You
got to
be here
on
Saturday to see.
Is this a good time to say Tiana coming out of the blind to get the ball too, or what? Oh, we wasn't supposed
it's
to feel that there.
As long as you don't say the categories that's on your commercial again.
What is this?
Yeah, come here.
Rodney, I hear you laughing back there. Hey, what's
up? Yeah, you know, London is ready.
You know, she cocked and loaded. I would definitely want to reiterate a couple of things, of course. You know, like Linda said, here I go again. But I just want to remind everybody about the parent category. We've gotten so much feedback. The category is already over $1,000 that we've gotten pledged from the House of Chanel, the House of Mizrahi, the House of Mugler, the House of Garcon. The House of Escada, the House of, the House of Ibisu, and others. If I forgot you, forgive me, but they've already pledged to walk the category. It's 1 minute production or introduction. Mothers and fathers, godmothers and godfathers are included. Team, anything. So,
welcome, Mara. If you count on Marcus Minna Escada, you can count them out.
Oh, well, Sebastian said he don't need Marcus money. Sebastian said he don't need Marcus money. Did you hear the radio last week?
Uh-uh.
what is Sebastian y'all talking about? Sebastian, the one that got chopped this weekend, or the other one?
Yeah.
Marcus had a lot to do with that.
Maybe not.
Wait a minute,
Sebastian
from this weekend?
I been chopped before, so it's no big deal.
Wait a minute, Sebastian, can I get a roll call?
Who's on
the phone?
The Sensei Sue?
Is Nicole on here?
Nicole's not here tonight. She's listening, but she's not here.
Who's on the call, sis?
Well, it's myself, it's Rodney, it's Tiana, it's London, and Mother Divine.
Hi.
Oh, what's up, Divine?
What it do?
Tiana's on the call.
Rodney, the Twister.
Yes. What?
Yes. Jay, you come to Vegas?
What's going on, sir?
What'd you say?
Rodney, I like that. I like that little LFS with you, man, and Harold for always. Y'all was going off.
Yeah, I was getting my groove back.
Okay. I ain't no big boys with the move like that. Y'all was getting it.
Why don't you just vote some? That's what Twisters do.
Oh, wow.
Until I get my legendary status, then I'll switch over to Twist.
Divine.
Yeah,
Divine, isn't Tori Action now coming out as Father L.A. Malone?
You'd have to ask Kidan. I don't know what they do once they leave here.
Okay.
So, Divine, will I see you next, this Saturday coming, actually?
Yes, you will.
Come on.
Well,
she looks beautiful this weekend at
March 25th.
Yeah, come on. I got this picture of her when we was in L.A. that she looks amazing. Her, it was her, Ayana, and Nadia.
Nadia, oh, from the back of the runway.
Yeah, the three of you looked amazing in that picture.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the just so to clear a couple of things up, too, we just want to remind everybody that this is an early ball Saturday. So many people have begged for Atlanta to stop 6 a.m. ball, so we are definitely doing an early ball this time. The doors open up at 6 p.m., and the ball starts at 7 p.m. We will be out of the building by 3 a.m. Runway is the first category, and I will put the order categories out, you know, no later than the day before the ball on the Blinding Ball event page, as well as club space is still to meet you. Some people had asked about that. Club space is still to meet you. And also to all the pretty boys, we get a lot of good feedback. The category for pretty boy realness is $750. So just bring the thugged out dirty look with don't forget the apple and your lie that you told Eve. That's it.
And I have a disclosure to make that me and my sister Tayana are going to battle out in House of Ebony. I'm going back as a transgender woman, and me and Tayana are going to battle for over our mother, Ebony.
Oh, my God. You know what, Jay? Tayana, next time I see you, I'm going to snatch your motherfucking wig off.
I ain't even saying that.
I owe you one, bitch.
So, Kelsey, I never found out why you became a couture. What happened with Ms. Rahe?
Oh, Jay, that was so 2011, Jay. We in 2000.
I know. I've been so off the scene.
Yes, Jay, when I see you this weekend, Jay, we'll talk about it this weekend. We don't talk about that on the radio show anymore.
You should do a recap right now. You should do a recap right now,
and
then right after that, talk about how you and Khadijah have been doing.
You want Khadijah to call in here?
I do. Khadijah, where are you, ground?
It was, Jay, the only thing I'm going to say about that, Jay, my time was up in the House of Mizrahi. I've been there for 15 years, and I did so much, and now it's time for me to definitely start something new and definitely work on a blueprint and a legacy for myself in this ballroom scene out of the shadows of Jack and Andre. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
so when you say shadows, you felt like you were standing behind them?
Behind that door?
What you was about to say, Jay? Because Divine is trying to make it
hot.
I'm just asking questions. Don't Kelly answer my damn question.
What was your question, Divine?
I want to change what she said first. Since you're not going to start a legacy, you're going to continue one.
Yes. Jasmine has started something, and she, you know, went on to do her business and make something fabulous out of her business. And she had stopped with the House of Couture. She was the only one. So now I'm just going to bring that back to the forefront and definitely make it strong and definitely make it a powerful house, just like the Blahniks, the Milans, the Prodigies, et cetera, et cetera.
So when you say that you want to come from behind, did you feel like you were standing behind Jack and Andre? You weren't getting enough attention or life or anything like that?
Divine, girl, Divine.
Thank you, Divine. No, let her ask her.
Sparking
I think,
it.
think that everything that I was doing, everybody else was getting a lot, the acknowledgement and the credit for everything that I was doing, and I was put back in the back in the forefront. I never felt like I was actually 100% mother. I felt like I was like 55% mother. I felt like I was 55% still child and 45% mother.
Okay. So now that you are Keturah, how does it feel? Or feel what's the difference?
It feels wonderful because decisions was made in the house of Mizrahi between Jack and Andre. Then the decision came to me after they already initially made the decision on how they felt about things, and they already knew they was going to be 100% go on hold with it.
So
and,
you was like,
and then it came to me afterwards, like, okay, this is what we're going to do. With the House of Keturah and myself and Jasmine and Tati and Laomi, we all sit down as a collective whole. And when somebody wants to come to the house, we sit down and we evaluate their profile, what they have done in the scene, what can they do for the House of Keturah, do they know exactly what the House of Keturah, the name of Keturah stands for, everything. We does everything as a group. It's not I with Keturah, it's we as a team.
I like that. So do you think that there will ever come a time where someone that came out later than you or has followed behind you, like Laomi, would ever feel that she was standing in the shadows of you and Jasmine?
No, the difference between myself and Laomi. Laomi's not gun ho for the boy we'll see. Laomi would have came to the hospital. So I made me and Jasmine made Laomi mother. Laomi would have came here just to come here and just been a regular member. We made her mother because we see the potential that she has in her and the way when we were on Mizrahi and she would speak up as a mother in the house of Mizrahi and her decisions and her thoughts that she had would get shut down, and she felt like she was still a child, and she was a mother.
Okay.
No more questions. I was supposed to be co-talk show host tonight, and you're trying to take over my
this
show.
Bitch is getting, this bitch is giving me Wendy Williams tease.
I want to give a quick shout out to my father, the icon Tony Revlon. Happy birthday, father. I didn't get a chance to see you at your ball. Love you. Tayana, the battle's on. Red wigs only.
I guess. Thank you, Jay Camilo, for calling in. We got a whole bunch of more calls, and we're going to get to the rest of our calls.
Thank
you for having us. Lightly
into
the mother divine. And Jay.
I miss you all.
Okay, the next caller we have is 312-770. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, my God, it's Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm fine. Hi, Jay. How are you? Hi, Divine.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Sister Cocktail.
Hey, Mona, bitch.
You can't help me.
Hey,
Tayana. Hey, Tayana.
What's up, Mona?
I can't call it. I'm just listening to Kelly.
What well, you just listen to Kelly about Ray Ray? Ray Ray, what you have to say, Ray Ray? What's on your mind?
I don't have nothing to say, baby. I just said hi to everybody. That's what I said.
Ray Ray, you have something to say, Ray Ray, okay? Ray Ray, I've been knowing you for years.
I don't have anything to say. Just have a good night.
Okay, thank you, Ray Ray.
That's my nothing. I'm just listening.
Yeah,
Ray Ray. Ray.
You sure, Ray Ray? Come on, baby. I know something deep down in there.
So Ray Ray wants to say something, but he's not going to say it. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everybody on the platform. I came up here real fast because y'all are mad whack. Where is Jay and, mute them, Kelly. Where is Jay and Camaro? And where is Miss Ray Ray? Because they were supposed to be pressed. It was juice up in there. How y'all letting that go by?
Hey,
you
And
Divine, now you're interviewing Kelly. Why was nobody interviewing Jay, bitch? It was Jules. Because somebody put them back on the phone.
They were avoiding our questions. They were being
No. Bring them back to the platform.
They were
on
the phone. Okay, well, bring that back. Let me dig. Hey. I want to dig. We can dig, baby. I want to know about Tim. I want to know about Milan. What's the tea?
Okay, we're going to call him back on the phone.
Oh, Jay, brother, how are you? I love you. How are you? Is Jay there?
I told you.
Camilo, Jay.
I told you.
Camilo, Jay, y'all on the line.
I told you.
And I see they're not saying anything,
Nicole. I told you. They don't want no parts of that, Nicole.
Breaking news, Hank Prodigy got locked up for attacking Marquis Evisu.
Oh, no. When was this?
Where you want to go, Nicole? You want to go to Ray Ray now?
Bring Miss Ray Ray back on, because I'm gagging y'all just missed that all up. Ray Ray don't even call in. Ray, where's Ray?
Ray Ray's back.
Ray, your opinion.
Why y'all can't get him on three-way?
Ray, your opinion, please. What's up?
I'm sorry.
Ray, Ray, you going to sit on this phone and be phony?
The tea is that I called Nicole's house phone, and she was not answering, so I said, she must be on that wretched radio show.
No.
So when I called it was too full for me to get through. So I said, there must be some real shit going on here tonight. And then I just hear Miss Kelly.
All right,
I don't like the cattiness. Why does radio show have to be wretched? You want me to tell you what's really wretched?
Everybody has an opinion. They might just get their teen yandy. They have an opinion. I'm not saying nothing about that.
Radio show's not wretched. You know what's wretched, Ray Ray.
Who had an opinion, Ray Ray?
Do I have an opinion?
No, you
have his opinion, but I'm not going to tell Ray Ray what's really right.
Why you like that chicken you put in there? Why you put that chicken in there?
Let me get everybody talking at the same time. Rodney and Tiana. That was impressed, right? So
Nicola,
wait.
Nicola,
he said, let's go. Radio show's not wretched. What's wretched is your house.
And what did you say on there?
I said I came up here today
because it was quite boring and you wasn't doing your job and making it hot. You was quiet.
Well, this is what I want to say, since Kelly has something to say about the house.
I don't talk over men. Hello?
Go ahead, Ray.
First of all, the radio show, I mean, honestly, if I say wretched, I say wretched. I said wretched radio show. Now, as far as you saying the house of Ms. Ryan is wretched, the house of the tour has been open since 90-something, and it has made no noise. Because like you said, the only person in the house was Jasmine. I can't remember a ball when I seen Jasmine win. I couldn't remember a ball when I seen Jasmine turn it. I can't remember a ball when I seen Jasmine as couture. So like I said,
all right, I'm off this
the house is why he may be motherfucking messy, but we've been here for how long?
I thought her balls speak for herself.
What balls? Maybe
the same balls
I remember Jasmine being at the ball at the clubhouse on 28th Street. That's when she made her name. With curtains and shit with diamonds on it, bitch.
Wait, how many houses have you been in besides the house of Ms. Riley? Didn't you leave the house of Ms. Riley, Ray, because it was wretched, Ms. Thing, and when it became Father Chanel, Ms. Thing, where you didn't do nothing as Father Chanel, and then you went and became a Milan, Ms. Thing, and you didn't make any noise as a Milan, Ray, Ray? So let's talk about wretched, and let's talk about history and all types of...
Alicia doesn't shut down her balls because she don't have the coins. July 4th. Do you remember that?
Oh, Ray Ray's gone. Ray Ray's phone has instantly dropped off the thing, honey.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
What?
What was that?
It was a lull.
Good evening, Jasmine. How are you?
Hey, who's on the line?
Rodney,
Lucia,
Kelly, London, Nicole, and Divine and Tiana.
Get Ray Ray back on the line.
Oh, yes, this is going to be a show.
Yes,
wait
Ray
a minute.
Ray.
You don't just walk out the room.
Wait a minute, Jasmine didn't even say hi to nobody. She just said get Ray Ray back on the phone.
Cause she mean business right now. We don't want.
I don't have Ray Ray's number. Maybe Nicole
okay,
can send it to me on Facebook.
I'm not gonna go back and forth with you because to me
hold
it's
on, let me see what 313-770.
That's him.
Ray Ray.
Hello.
Ray Ray, what's wrong?
Hello? Who's this?
It's Jasmine. What's wrong?
I'm just tired of Kelly. Just always really feeling it. Because
okay, well, Ray
nobody,
Ray. Now
when,
listen.
Let me finish. When nobody saw Kelly at all, nobody saw Kelly. I brought Kelly to the house in Israel, and they asked me, would you know what they asked me? What can she do? I mean, I'm sorry to go off on you like that, but I just noticed that anytime somebody said, Kelly,
because it's an embarrassment to you and your fucking baby mother for y'all to say that y'all brought me to the house mistake and I superseded y'all in the house. I made it where y'all wanted to be. Yes, I made it to where you wanted to be. In the hospice state, when they made you mother of the hospice Rahi, they called me and asked me my opinion about making you mother, but you brought me to the house. Your baby mother said I was the mascot, and she brought me to the hospice state, but I put her in the position that she was in as the hospice Rahi.
Everybody's going to get muted because I cannot express what I have to say because this is why the show is centered around negativity. Ray Ray, listen. I am pretty sure that Andre does not appreciate you calling into the radio show, filling all of this.
You can super, like I said, you can supersize me. You can't supersede me, Kelly.
Because evidently she got you with that one as well. But remember, you knew me back in the days of the clubhouse. I wasn't a major ball walker. I was giving balls back then in the clubhouse. I am a promoter. Couture was never a house. It was my name alone because I was unique and there was not no one else out there like me. Opening up the house of couture is what I did October 15th. I never did it before. I had followers before, but it never was a house. Now it is building into a house. So as far as me making noise, Jasmine Couture made noise for all these years by my name alone. Not a house, by a name. A name that Mizrahi attached themselves to as well. So do your homework. I know you're defending your house, which you have a right to. But we left that in 2011. Don't bring it into 2012. Leave it alone. But definitely do not come for me or what I stand for, because you won many of Jasmine Couture's grand prizes as well. And if I wasn't making noise, you won a lot of my money, and so did your house, as well as a lot of other houses out here. So don't do it. Don't just leave it alone. Enough.
So, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Can I interview you?
Who's that, London?
No,
that's
Devon.
Devon is on a roll tonight.
Okay, Devon.
So, when you sit back and you think of all the accomplishments that you've made in this ballroom and you hear things like this, what is your immediate emotion?
Jealousy, like can take hatred, opinionated, unappreciated, shit like that.
Do you and Ray Ray have a friendship outside of the ballroom?
We don't really have a friendship. I don't have a problem with her. She's called me. I've called her. We talk. I don't think it's anything personal against
hey,
me. I think
because let me tell you something. I got so many fucking inboxes on Facebook and all types of shit, Miss Thang, with these girls, Miss Thang, bitch. It's a mess, Miss Thang, okay? Well, we need to keep it cute. He wasn't saying that 2 months ago when he said he believed the house of Miss Riley and me and Jasmine pays him a cute motherfucking rent.
Oh.
Now, bitch, please keep it cute, Miss Thang. Because, bitch, I keep telling y'all queens, Miss Thang, girl. Bitch, I will send out, I will post on my motherfucking page how many fucking Miss Ryan's hit me up and want to leave the house of Miss Ryan and become Couture's, Miss Thang. And I page them, Miss Thang. I will post all of that shit on my page and every motherfucking thing, bitch. I will cause a fucking scandal in that house. Leave me the fuck alone.
Kelly, why would you say you.
And that's the real fucking shit.
Honey. That's like
what you
say, love. Go for it. Yeah. I want to see. I'm very interested. Did we at least get to see in one of the elite groups, if not on your page?
I mean, yeah, I put in one of the elite groups all the fucking messages that I get of different Miss Riley's hitting me up, want to come over here, Miss Thang. I don't want them, Miss Thang. I'm not doing ready to wear yet. That comes in July and August.
Okay.
Kool-Aid, you're live on the air.
They want their rent paid.
Kool-Aid, you're live on the air.
Yeah, that rent paid. I like that line. I'm going to dig back into that.
No say.
Jasmine,
you're live on the air, Beverly.
Actually paid.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, first, I wanted to say I'm not defending nobody, but I do know for a fact when it comes down to Jasmine walking, she has walked, balls and won. I have been with her, helping her make her outfits as she was showing me different techniques and things. So when it comes down to her walking, I know that for a fact that she has walked and has won. Another thing that I called about was to apologize. Well, first, let me get the Baltimore situation out the way. I thought my child was legend, and that's why I called her out. I didn't make her legend. I thought Imam was already legend. So we got that clear. And I already said that I wasn't going to.
She's not?
No. Far as I know, that he's not. And that's my personal child, too, at the same time. So, no shade. Shout out to my child, Iman, because, you know, she has been doing her thing. You know, we go way back. Another thing that I wanted to apologize about, and I'm a person, if I apologize, it's because I might have really made a mistake, but I really don't apologize. So what I am going to apologize to, if I have offended anyone that has the virus, yeah, you know who has the virus, I would truly say to those people, if you felt any type of way that I truly apologize to y'all. I won't apologize to the person that I was talking to because they tried it really deep. And when I come out my mouth like that, it's because of you must have really hit a nerve. But at the same time, you know, I know how it feels because I've been around people with the virus, and I have family also has passed away from it. So I will truly honestly say that from the bottom of my heart that please don't take it any type of way, and this is only for the people that has it. And I guess that's all I can say about that. How is everybody doing?
We're wonderful. Highly favored and blessed.
So, Kula, you used to be a Miss Rahi as well, right?
Yeah.
Here she go with it. I'm answering.
We're
going
to give, Divine a Thursday night slot, honey, because
yes,
she's eating.
Tonight is Why Did I Leave Miss Rahi Night? Jasmine, yes, tonight is going to be Why Did I Leave Miss Rahi Night? But I want to know, Jasmine, were you ever Miss Rahi?
Was I ever Miss Rahi?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was.
So why did you leave Miss Rahi?
Creative differences.
Between?
Leadership. Leaders within the leadership roles.
When you say leaders, can we be a little more specific? Which leaders?
I'll leave it at that.
So is that a no comment, Jasmine?
We just, you know, my vision was different than other people's visions, and, you know, I didn't like a lot of things that were going on, and I don't stand for something I don't like, and if I find myself involved with something that I don't agree with, I pull myself out of the situation.
Okay. So, being that you all were ex-Miss Rahis, if you had a prediction for someone else that you would think would be leaving soon, who would you say it would be?
Someone else that may be leaving now?
Miss Rahi soon. That you know.
I have no idea. I haven't been in contact with them for like a year.
Okay. Thank you, Jasmine. Selvin, you were Miss Rahi. What was your reason for leaving?
I'm going to really be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it as raw as I can. I'm loyal to anything that I'm a part of, and I will still keep it the same way how I always will. Whatever I go through with anybody that's close to me, I don't discuss it. That's like even if I left Karn, I feel that whatever I go through with them for the loyalty that I have, I will keep it that way. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm
so
not going
to
lie. If the leaders... If Jack or Andre was to ever come out and say something, then I would say something. But the relationship and the respect that I have, it would never, ever come out.
I have to cut you off for 1 second. Nicole, get back on this motherfucking show before Divine and all of them take your Wednesday night slot and stop sending me messages. No laugh out
so
loud.
Is it,
get back on here.
Wait,
so
Divine,
is it
can
free
you
to
interview
say,
me about
is it free to say,
all of messages and things of that sort?
So is it free to say, Selvin, that there was a discrepancy? Because you be saying you,
wait,
said you wouldn't discuss it, but there was something.
I mean, to be honest with you, family goes through what family goes through. And just like I said, you know, the relationship that I have, it's like ebony. You know, when you're ebony for life, you're ebony for life. Even though, you know, no matter where I go, I'm still a Miss Rahi at heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that that's just the respect. I'm just very old school. You know, if I'm going through something with my family, that's my family. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they're still part of me, and I'm a part of them. Like I said, I walk around with their names on my body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have Mezza on my body. It's not like, you know, it don't matter where I go, I'm going to always be known for me as Miss Rahi. Just
okay.
Like it don't matter where I go, I'm going to always be known as a Karn. So just like I said, the respect that I have, I can't speak for everybody else on this radio or interviews or whatever. That's just the loyalty that I have. That's like if me and Kelly, that's my sister, and just like Jasmine is my sister. I would never, ever, and just like you, you're a part of me too. I would never, ever discuss anything with anyone when it comes down to if me and my sisters were going through something. Right. Now, if it's somebody that I'm real close to and they are in that circle, yeah, I would ask for advice or I might express my feelings on how I feel. But at the end of the day, they still call me grandma to this day. So
London, what would you say?
Wait, one more thing. So now that you said that, do you have any predictions for someone that you think would be leaving
soon? Me every question that she asks all of you.
What?
Because they're half answering it. I can answer it whole and full.
Oh, great. I would love that. Selvin, do you have a prediction for someone that you think will be leaving the house soon?
Wait, what happened?
Do you have a prediction for someone that you think that will be leaving the house of Ms. Rahi soon?
Do I have anybody that I think that's leaving Ms. Rahi?
Yes.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a con. So whatever Ms. Rahi does, that's what Ms. Rahi do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in their page. You know, I don't get in their way. I don't get them. You know,
Tell me from all the things that you hear and you know that's going around, and you're part of the family, and you get the buzz. You don't have a prediction for someone else that may be not so stable. You know, like a loose brick in the foundation. You don't feel anything?
No,
I mean,
skip to me.
Come on, London, give me the juice.
All right, so which one do you want me to answer?
Everyone wants to be so political.
I got Jasmine left because Jack and Andre wanted money, and Jasmine said no.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
Hello, am
money
I here?
For what?
You're live, Nicole. I love to finish.
Oh, yes,
I got Selvin left because Andre wanted her to pay his part of the rent, and Selvin said no.
Okay, stop right there. At the end of the day, what you don't know is me and Andre are still roommates to this day. And I'm not a Ms. Rahi still at the same time. So let's clear that out.
In London,
It's no shade towards you, and I'm only going to speak for me, and I can't speak for nobody else. And
Selvin,
I'm going to tell you, I'm giving her coffee. At the end of the day, the only thing that I can say is this: please respect me. If it's true, T, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Let me let you know now.
So I can get off the radio show.
If it's true about me,
I don't care if it gets out. If you want to know anything, just call me and ask me. I'm not like these rest of the girls where you got to search for it. I'm the person that if it's about me, I don't have a problem of opening my mouth. I don't have a problem of telling my business because at the end of the day, I'm one of those divas. I don't hide nothing. I do. I walk around with no teeth, but I'm still here. I walk around and I do what I do, but I'm still here. So at the end of the day, the only thing I'm asking you is just respect my gangster. If it's forced tea and you really want to know, or even if it's true tea and you really want to know, come to me and I'll tell you. All this other stuff that you do with other people, I can't complain.
So, London, do you...
I felt it was true because you moved to New York for a little while, didn't
no,
you?
No, well, the reason why I moved to New York was because of my mother that passed. That's why I said you're going too far. And I'm not going to take it out on you. I'm going to take it out on my sisters because at the end of the day... I don't know who you are. And right now, you're getting personal. The reason why I moved to New York, because I'm not like all these other girls, I took care of my mother, okay? I took care of a woman that was wheelchair-bound, that had a stroke, that had diabetes, that had asthma. And had cancer. That's what I took care of. No, don't be sorry. Be mistakeful. Don't be sorry. Because my mother will always be with me. But there's a lot of stuff that you don't know. That's why I'm telling you now out of respect. Respect me like how I respect you. I don't even know who you are. But as of right now, like I said, there's certain things that you say out your mouth. affects people. And I'm not saying that you can't say what you want to say. But when it comes up to Selma, Anthony, Michael John, Johannes II, respect me. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying that you can't say what you want to say. But if you want to know anything about me, come to me. Like I told you, I don't know you.
I don't respect anyone.
Breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
All the tea tonight.
Mother X Revlon being Mother Ebony in Baltimore.
What?
Tamara X Revlon is now Mother Ebony in Baltimore.
Baltimore, London. More London. Baltimore.
Okay, London, so you told us about Jasmine.
Who's leaving?
You told us about Selvin. Why didn't have it you told us about?
Okay, wait. Can I say something to my... No, you hold
Kelly
up. Wait, London. London, I'm sorry.
No,
I've been listening.
No, Nicola, you're on Wednesdays. Not
no,
on
no,
Monday.
No. And this is what y'all do on my Wednesday show. Y'all play your introductions and y'all speak, so I'm going to speak. I want to address Divine.
Oh, no.
Divine, you are sitting up here on this show trying to take my credit, interviewing them about Ms. Rahi. Mind you, Kelly, that should be a personal show because you had a lot to say. Jasmine and Mother, your interview should come to Ms. Divine is sitting up here interviewing y'all and going back into the missus. Okay.
And y'all
so
like
you want,
it, so what's wrong with it? It's good.
Okay, okay,
good.
Okay, so we're going to do it like right. Okay.
You
so
got
you,
Oprah,
bought,
you
bought
Donahue,
the pen.
And you got Jerry. Let
and you
me.
And you got 65 minutes left. You brought the conversation up. Ray Ray wants to speak. Kelly is extremely upset, and Jasmine don't know what she had to do with it. What's up now?
Well, me and London, we can talk to Ray Ray and get to the bottom of these things. We just want to work this out.
Okay.
Well, let me just give out the list of people that's leaving.
Oh, yes. But wait. I need to know why Kelly left, and then we're going to move on into the future. We need that third. I need to know why Kelly left. What's going on?
Kelly basically left because she felt she wasn't getting the respect that she needed.
That she damn deserved.
Well, when you say that, I mean, can we get a specific, you know, that's so general. I mean, was there what?
She was being read. She was obviously being read by the higher people, Jack and Andre, and the kids will read her because they will be around Jack and Andre, and it will be just a lot. And Kelly wasn't getting the respect that she needed as a mother.
Well, how was Kelly
okay.
able to appoint, if she wasn't getting the respect she needed, how was she able to appoint Monique and Ray Ray, who had been in the house for a very long time?
You know,
you
have to ask
to
Kelly.
Oh. Well, London, go ahead and finish. I'm not even gonna talk about it. But London, go ahead and finish.
This sounds very foolish to me because number one, it's no shade to you, London, but who are you to sit here answering our questions?
London, go to bed. Everybody say goodnight to Rodney.
Good night,
later,
Rodney.
Rodney. Nice having you, brother.
Why did you leave Milan, Rodney?
I'm sure London has that answer too.
Tiana, I want to know why you left Milan as well.
London, you got that one too?
I got that one. Rodney left Milan because he was actually sneaking and going to the Prodigy meeting. Before they kicked him out, he left.
Oh, shit. Right?
I want to have my own show called Why Did You Leave? I want my own show called Why Did You Leave? And I want to go over the evolution of the ballroom and when different people have left different houses. You know, you have a lot of people have like six last names. I just want to go into that.
Well, we can go
into
that
topic.
Oh, that's a nice topic. Thank you very much, Divine, for allowing
Divine.
Me to bring this topic to the stage. I'll definitely bring it to my platform, and you can come and, you know, enjoy the platform, and,
Divine.
You know, we can get that done.
Divine, why did you leave?
Ferragamo. Why did I leave? Ferragamo or Cavalli?
Cavalli.
Okay. I left the house of Cavalli because I felt like I had outgrown them, and a particular instance, which I'm glad you're on the phone with, had happened. I had thrown a ball where, I'm going to be very honest, because I'm not a liar. Let me sit up for this, baby. Okay, a particular instance happened.
Ray Ray wants to talk, Devon. You got to start. He wants to talk, y'all.
Who?
Wait, hold on. Wait, Devon's going to explain why she left Cavalli.
Okay, I left Cavalli because when I threw a ball in Los Angeles, Kool-Aid Selvin had came down, and Clint was then the overall father. Clint had promised to take care of Selvin. He was supposed to come to the ball as well, and he was going to pay for Selvin's pay. Clint didn't end up showing up. Me and Selvin were in this parking lot of a Denny's talking on the phone to Clint. He said he would send me the money, so I would just give Selvin the money out of my pocket right then and there. And because I didn't want to, you know, leave any bad background, I went straight to the ATM and gave Selvin the money. And I never saw that money ever again. So, of course, months gone by after so many months of missed phone calls, or not say missed phone calls, because I was getting my phone calls answered, yada, 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 for the first 3 weeks. Oh, I will, I will, I will. And then went from I will to I won't even answer. And then once it went into I won't even answer, I gave, you know what, this is not the type of respect that I deserve. I put in too much work to, you know, not even be able to get a call back or my text answered or anything else for something that I put in. And it was something that you promised. And not only did you promise, I didn't ask you to do that. You volunteered to do that. So when you volunteer to do something, you don't fall through with me. I was good. And I decided to leave. Right, Selvin?
Yeah.
And I took all my kids. We went 007 until we found a proper house. And I'm here now.
And I can honestly say a lot of people did want a Devon, and Devon gave up. If you're not going to take me and my kids, I'm not going.
Great, Nicole, bring Ray Ray on.
He's on the line, 773.
Ray Ray?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
How are you, darling?
First,
everybody's quiet, and Devon wants to speak, and she's going to speak. Ray Ray, you need to clear your background.
Okay. My first thing I want to say, first of all, is I really, really didn't want to bring Jasmine into it, but I want Kelly to feel how we feel about the leaders in our house being disrespected and talked about. I want her to see how it feels. She should know how it feels because this is where she was at, as she put it, for 15 years. So she should know how it feels. And I don't really have no personal beef with Kelly. First of all, me and Kelly grew up together. I've known Kelly all of her life. She's known me all of my life. I have a love for Kelly. I love her. But what I don't love is the person that Kelly's become since 1996. I don't like the person that she's become. Now, I understand it. Granted that she, you know, like when Kelly says something, she says something that interests me. She says something that interests me. She said they were being leaders and they were making decisions, and then they would come to her second. This is their house. This is Andre's house. Ultimately, he can make decisions and don't have to tell Kelly nothing. He created this house. This was his dream. This was his vision. This was his baby. And what makes me upset with Kelly is that when we first brought Kelly here, Kelly was not Kelly. And the way she talks to them and talks about them, if you were never pressed about when you left the house of Mizrahi, if you left and you are truly happy in the house of Couture, then that, you should have nothing to say about the house of Mizrahi because that's in your past. Andre and Jack do not read Kelly on any level at all. But they do get tired of every time we turn around, Kelly is somewhere on an interview with Vicky Gotti or at the ball or someplace else just reading them for no apparent reason.
I don't read anything that came out of my mouth.
Well,
I
agree. I said I was going to come back up here only if I can talk and not be yelled at. Because
well, baby, if you're going to speak facts,
no one
ever needs to
hear.
No one ever needs to speak facts. I never let anybody. And anything that came out of my mouth was the fucking truth.
Kelly, but you know what? You know what? Their truth is also your truth as well. And you know I know.
Okay,
but
listen.
My whole point is, Kelly, is if you're not pressed, if you, I'm pretty sure you have your own reasons why you left, because you and Andre, whatever y'all were going through. But if you are truly happy and where you are, then why are you steady reading Andre?
I never read anybody. You keep saying reading. The truth is not a read, Ray Ray.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So you say he can't pay his rent. Okay, first of all, this whole
I never said
thing,
that. Miss London said that.
Wait, listen. See, Jasmine, I can't work under these conditions.
Okay, listen, Kelly.
Oh, my God. because these bitches want to sit here and they want to pick words in my mouth.
Can I fix this? It's no shade. It's no shade towards you, Nicole. I'm muting you. It's no shade towards you, Vine. I'm just going to mute you for, you know, feedback. London, I'm muting you. And Kelly, sis, I'm just going to put you on hold and mute you for a second. Ray Ray?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
It's you and me. Nobody else is interrupting.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be me and you talking. Now, since you opened the door, I'm going to be right there with you. And we're about to put an end to this, me and you.
Okay.
Now, you're speaking, number one, as a mother of Chicago, a leader
in
Chicago.
No. I'm not the leader. I'm the Midwest mother. But I'm not. When I speak to Kelly or when I speak to you, I'm not. It's, all that faggot shit is behind. It's, I'm not speaking as a mother.
Okay.
I'm speaking as Ray Ray.
Okay, stop. Stop
you know
right there because I'm one that I don't like people to keep going and going and going. We're going to start off in the very beginning and end it right there. If you are a leader or a mother or Midwest or whatever, then what gives you the right to come on here attacking me based on making Kelly feel something? Do you think kids like to see that?
Well, you can,
that's not motherly.
That's my point, but listen to me, Jasmine. That's my point because I feel as though you allow Kelly to go
How
on.
How do
and
I
on.
Allow?
Listen to me. You allow her to go on like you said as me going on here as a mother. How do your kids feel about me attacking? How do you think the kids in the house of Ms. Rahi feel about Kelly attacking Andre every chance that she gets? It seems as though. You know what I mean? It's not, like I said, this whole ballroom scene is a fantasy world. It's a fantasy world. We all know how we pay our rent.
Right,
we
right. Let's speak realistically, though. Sweetie, listen. Okay, listen. Stop right there. Let's speak realistically. Realistically, cut the bullshit. Let's cut the act. You know good and goddamn well why Kelly left this house. What left the house in Mizrahi. How many times you went through the same drama when you in Chicago did not get your way? And that's
no,
the truth.
No, but that's not the point, Jasmine. What I'm saying is this.
The point
yeah,
is,
never,
is that there
you know,
is
this is my
disrespect.
First time ever speaking out against. This is my first time ever speaking about this at all. I've never called in. I've never done any of that. I've never spoken out. I just feel as though if Kelly is happy in your house, if Kelly is happy, I'm sorry, in the house of Couture, then just leave Andre in the house of Mizrahi alone.
But when did she attack Andre? She hasn't attacked Andre. Me and Andre mended this. People may or may not know. Me and Andre mended this the beginning of the year. And Andre is not going to, I said I was not going to allow no one to read Andre on the show.
Okay, well, maybe I was misinformed. I don't know.
Did she read Andre today? Even the topic of Brandon all over Facebook all weekend long or whatever, reading Andre, I didn't even allow that to be a topic on this show tonight.
All right. I mean, maybe it just got a little out of hand and I was a little emotional, but I just feel like if Kelly – maybe Kelly isn't happy or whatever. If she's happy, then just so be it. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go.
When people ask her,
you know, why you left the house, like you said, creative differences. Okay, fine. I can run with that. You know, whatever. However, whatever blows your hair back. But it's just every chance she gets. Like, first of all, it made me upset the last time when they tried to accuse me of not paying for the table to make me look like I'm incompetent to pay for my house's table at the Escada Ball. Or, you know, stuff like it just, or when she was saying that they were coming to my table and eating off my table when Kelly didn't even pay for that table, Raven did. Like, come on. That's the part that gets me. And like I said,
but when you have a listen to this though, when
I
you have
Kelly
a family, Ray Ray, stop that. When you have a family, it doesn't matter who pays for the table. Because Raven contacts me and says, Ma, what should I do? And he pays for the table on behalf
of the house. No, but Jasmine,
you understand
what I'm saying. The point that I'm saying is, and she says, Ray Ray didn't pay, because like she said, Ray Ray's the mother out there. And she didn't. The table wasn't paid for. To Ms. Rice, first of all, I went to Neiman Marcus and not Marcus, so that's why Marcus didn't know. And that's why when I heard her on the radio show saying all that stuff, I wanted to smack her teeth out her motherfucking mouth, because she doesn't know.
I don't even know why you're talking to Jasmine like talking
to Jasmine. I just thought that was a whole big thing, and I really didn't want to get on the radio show and make this a whole big thing, because like I said, I don't wish no ill harm on Kelly. Like I said, I've known Kelly for most before this all of this faggot stuff. So I have a love for Kelly just like she
and
has a love for me.
I think that's what hurts her the most. People need to sit down and in all honesty, and I see someone is in your background saying, why are you talking to me? So we'll end that quickly. But what people need to sit down and realize is Kelly is a human being and she has a heart. No matter what people say or people feel about her or the way she acts or how she's been portrayed in this scene, it hurts her for people to treat her the way that they do. And, of course,
Jeff,
she is going to lash
like
out.
Like I said, I knew Kelly way before you even knew who Kelly was. I know
you,
that this
you have.
But what I'm saying is the way, like what I'm saying is it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. I've never heard Andre say anything negative about Kelly since this whole ordeal started. Not one time.
Okay,
not,
you may have
well,
not Ray Ray, but a lot of people have. A lot of members were allowed to do certain things. Like you said, Andre and Jack may have not personally attacked her, but a lot of kids did, and it was accepted and allowed. And just like everyone contacts her about tea and gossip, Mizrahi's contact her about things that were going on in those rooms and in the meetings and phone conversations and things of that sort. That hurts her. It shows exactly how unappreciated she was. And I'm sure people are tired of hearing this, so I'm going to end it. You can contact me on your own if you want, but all this stuff does not need to be on the radio.
I want to tell Kelly, because Kelly knows that I love her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Kelly. I was her first gay mother, truthfully.
But
you know
then,
I
if
love
that's
Kelly.
The case, if you love her and she loves you or whatever, Ray Ray, then you should be on her side and helping her get through this and not attacking her at every moment you can.
But you don't understand. That's my point. I cannot help her get through this when every time I hear Kelly is attacking this, Kelly is reading this, Kelly has said this on. Oh, Kelly, they said
and
this
who contacts you,
know you
and says that? Who contacts you and says that?
Everybody, a lot of people.
And those are the same people that contact
actually,
her and
actually,
say that you guys
a lot of stuff that Kelly
thing.
Says and Kelly does. You know who tells me about it? My baby mother, Monique.
Well,
and she knows because she's there.
That's a whole other topic. Kelly, you're back on the air and change the topic. It's been too long.
Oh, yeah, and my roommate hears them on the radio show all the time, too, and tells
them.
You know what I mean?
The same people that contact him is the same ones that sit and motherfucking read me, bitch, when the girls kicked them out the motherfucking house and I picked them in the position they was motherfucking in and brought them back to the house. The same people that read, okay?
Divine, you're back on the air. Kool-Aid, you're back on the air. London, you're back
Thank
on the
God.
Air. Nicole, you're back on the air.
And Kelly, I want to tell you that I do love you. I just think that all of this is, like I said, if you're happy in your house, you're happy as Mother Couture.
I'm going to answer my questions the way I want to answer my questions.
Yes, Divine.
Wait, please, before you go, I have some questions for you.
Hold on, nothing that came out of my mouth on the Vicky Gotti show or on this show has ever been a lie, a read, or a try. It's always been the truth. I don't spread false teas or anything.
So
everything
like,
that
like,
I said okay, about the so husband is right has been 100% true, okay? Girls want to sit and read and all type of things. You might not have nothing to do with it, Ray Ray, okay? But Monique wants to sit there in the Mizrahi chat and call me the mascot, and I was nobody, and she brought me to the house. I put her in the overseer position, okay? The mascot superseded the bitch that brought you to the house. You want to sit here and throw shade when I'm performing at the Mizrahi Christmas party, and Kool-Aid want me to speak to Andre and all types of motherfucking shit, and I'm performing at the Mizrahi Christmas party, and Andre and George and Hollywood is having a conversation on the sideline while I'm performing at the Christmas party, they can kiss my big fat motherfucking ass. Everything I said was the truth. Now go to my page and watch the video of me performing, listen at the Christmas party when everybody else was sitting there and they knew what the words meant that I was performing, and pussy and everybody that was coming up to me, sitting me and hugging me and crying was Andre and his little queen was on the side having a conversation paying me. But y'all bitches want me to speak to him, kiss my motherfucking ass. And I said to Brandon earlier when I found out everything that was going on and people was hitting me up Ray Ray, and I couldn't and said, I could have came and broke the whole story about what was going on with Andre and Brandon. But Brandon, I was not going to allow that on on the radio.
But listen to this. Let me ask you this, Kelly. Okay, what you said on the Vicky Gotti show was all truth and everything like that. But my point is, if you're having an interview, why is there need for you to even say if that?
You can't ask me that question. You have to ask Vicky. She asked the questions. I just answered them.
So Vicky asked you about Andre's supposed to be sleeping.
Vicky asked me to you, did you watch the video? Did you watch all three of the videos? Vicky asks the questions and I answered them. You know how an interview goes.
But even if listen to me, Kelly.
She asked questions.
Listen to me. How would you have answered those questions had you still been a Ms. Rahi?
I would have answered the questions the same way. She would have asked me.
You wouldn't have, Kelly. You wouldn't have. And you
so wait. If somebody asks me a question, I'm going to answer the question as truthful as I can be.
My point in saying this is this.
Ray, listen to what you're saying, though. You're on here defending House of Ms. Rahi. Kelly was defending.
I'm not defending the house.
Listen to what I'm saying. You're asking her, why did she answer that question? Just like you are on here defending what's going on with Ms. Rahi and Kelly, Kelly was defending what was going on with me and Ms. Rahi when she answered that question.
No,
so look more into it.
Jasmine, how could she be defending you saying that Andre slept with this person's lover? That has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, no, that did have to do with me because I was the devil because I supposedly took a lover from Mizrahi. Remember? If you know the real details, I'm the devil because I took a lover from Mizrahi. So, Mizrahi and a Mizrahi. I took the lover, so I'm the devil. And Kelly basically clarified, well, if Jasmine's the devil, this shit has been going on way before
Jasmine, listen to this. This is what I want to say. Has Andre ever publicly went somewhere and said that you're the devil? No, because you know Andre doesn't even operate like that. So that means that they're going on hearsay of what somebody told them on.
Baby, it was announced on Facebook. It was announced at Balls on the Mic and all the rest of that shit that I was the devil. So, yes, it was done publicly.
From Andre.
From the House of Mizrahi.
I just feel
like you said, it's Andre's house. So Andre takes the backlash for Andre's house because it's Andre's house.
And just like right now, I will take the backlash for Couture. That's how it goes. You don't think people hit me up about Kelly's actions or Kelly's words or what is allowed on this show and all that stuff? I take the backlash for this show. I take the backlash for Couture. Hell, I've been taking backlash for Mizrahi as well. So that's how it is.
Oh my God.
Ray, may I ask you some questions before you leave?
No, I want Ray Ray to hang out.
I really want Ray Ray
to hang up, Divine. I don't want you to ask him any more questions.
No, Nicole.
You know why I'm going to say that? And I'm going to keep it real because Ray Ray is my very, very,
no,
very dear friend.
Else,
and
I
think Ray Ray is being plastic.
No,
Not even about him leaving the House of Mizrahi, but he's been there just as long as you to defend it. And I think he's being plastic because he has a very intimate and hurtful feeling about it. But instead, he's sitting here and you're not doing anything.
No. Let me explain.
Wait, I would like to ask you questions. I really would like to ask you questions.
Okay, that's fine. But listen, what I'm saying, Nicole, is it's not that I'm being nice or being political or being plastic. It's that I've matured. And there's other ways to handle a situation than to always go rah-rah. It's other ways to handle a situation. And I will be...
Everything that happened to me in the House of Mizrahi happened to Ray Ray, too. Bitch, please. Okay?
Ray Ray, that's why I want to interview. I want to ask you some questions.
Sure.
First off, Ray Ray, why are you so cross? What is the actual? I hear all the anger, but I haven't got an actual reason. Why are you so cross right now? Why am I so angry?
Because I know Kelly, and I've known Kelly for a very long time, and I just some of the things that I see, I just don't like that I see from Kelly.
Okay.
Because as I said to Jasmine,
and I'm
going to
tell you why he doesn't like
you.
Just like the kids tell me every time I go out, Divine, because Jasmine corrupted me. Jasmine brainwashed me.
I never said that.
Okay, next question.
What the kids say to me. The kids that never even met Jasmine. Where did they get that from, Ray Ray?
Ray Ray, I'm sorry.
So, Ray Ray, didn't you leave Ms. Rahi at one time as well?
Yes, actually, Ms. Rahi left me.
Oh, you were put out?
No, they left me. They started Givenchy.
Okay, and you didn't, and you weren't asked to join.
No, Andre didn't take him along with myself and all the rest of the rowdy Banji Cup people. He only took the quiet ones and didn't fight.
Okay, so what made you go back after that?
Andre called me, and we had a discussion, and I was in the House of Milan at the time, and I just felt like, you know, as Jasmine put it, and I loved it, it was so put well, we had creative differences in the House of Milan. So I went back to the House of Mizrahi, where I started at.
Okay, so are you happy now that you're back?
I am happy. I'm happy, yeah, but I'm just kind of like I said, I'll be 36 in April, so I'm kind of like venturing away from the ballroom scene, slowly but surely.
Do you agree with all the majority of the leaders' decisions, and are you comfortable with what goes on creatively with the House of Mizrahi now?
Yeah, but as I said, I'm pushing away myself away from the ballroom scene. But yes, as of now, I am.
So before you leave,
I haven't had any creative differences as of yet, Divine.
So before before you leave the ballroom scene, is there anyone that was in the House of Mizrahi that you would like to see return?
That was cute, Divine.
You are very good, girl.
Come on. That's a good question.
Sanaya.
Sanaya. Okay.
Yes.
Ooh.
And is there anyone that you would like to see leave?
Not right now, no.
And throughout your time at Mizrahi, what would you say was your hottest ballroom moment? Or the one that you like the best?
It depends. I can't really say. Maybe when I came off the cross for Runway.
And out of all the things about Mizrahi, what thing do you like most about it?
That they give everybody a chance.
And of all the things that you like of Mizrahi, what is the one thing that you dislike most about the House of Mizrahi?
Because they give these people chances for them to turn them.
If you were overall father and there were one or two things that you could do, or two calls that you can make, what would they be? Changes in the house.
It would be a little harder for you to get in the house.
Marcus would like to address you as well, Ray Ray.
I don't want her to address me.
Ray Ray, why would you
here? I'm going to address her in person, and she's not going to like it. So let's just be nice.
Well, Ray Ray, why is it that you would not like to have Marcus address
Marcus.
You?
Huh?
Why don't you want Marcus to address you?
Because I think that Marcus talks a lot of shit, and I'm not really one for arguing and going back and forth. I like to fight. So we going to just fight, or we going to do something?
So you think that after a conversation on here that it would stimulate you to attack Marcus?
This bitch is a regular Katie Chong on here. What did you say, Devon?
She is trying to come for my spot, Miss Thing. There is no one.
Do you think that after...
Hey, he's really bringing the 21 questions.
Yes, this is how you do. This is a radio show. We were supposed to be informative. We want to know.
You
want to know about the Ray Ray. So, Ray Ray,
if
you were to have that conversation on here with Marcus, do you think that that would push you to attack Marcus?
Well, only just because I say, like I said, I'm not really good with words. That's usually my other half. I'm not really good with words. So my first reaction is going to be to attack her. If she says something that I don't like and I can't really get her back with my words, I'm going to get her back with my fist.
So now that you've had words with Kelly, do you feel like you would attack her?
No, but like I told you, me and Kelly have known each other since before this faggot stuff.
Okay. No, I'm just asking. I'm not being mad.
So Marcus, I don't know that bitch. She don't know me, obviously. We're not on that level like that, no.
So basically, Marcus, you can get it.
Yeah, she will get it. Not Kelly,
she wants
but
to
will.
Come on. Kelly, oh. She wants to come on.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Ray Ray. It has been quite a pleasure. Nicole, I have some questions for you as well.
Hello.
Marcus?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Okay, I have a question.
why does Ray Ray feel as though I'm the one that said
right
something
here.
About?
You can ask me.
Okay, so what? Well, you said you didn't want
to address
me.
Not saying nothing disrespectful.
But the question
you,
is, the question
nice,
is, I'm going
to
actually, like I told Susan, like I told Andre.
No, it's not like you
else.
Told nobody. You talk
no,
to
no,
me
no.
now. So talk to me.
Okay, well this is the
me,
question.
Me.
So this is my question. Who
sure.
said? Whoever
sure.
said that I said that you guys didn't pay the money for the table?
I heard you on the radio. I heard
you.
You
didn't hear me
I
say that.
I heard you out of my own. My
okay,
roommate,
go back and
my
play
roommate
it for
who
me.
Is, listen to me. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer you. My roommate, who is Banks Ebony, they called me into the room, and I came in as I heard you saying my name.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Now, you, right. I want you to go back and play the archives. Go back to that day. I'm the one that even got Neiman on the phone to say that the money was paid. When Neiman came on, Neiman was on three-way with me.
But you know what the funny part is? The funny part is that Mark is the only person that knew that they had paid the X amount of money before the ball was started was the House of Descada. So for
that's
I know Neiman. Listen to me, wait a
the
minute, let me finish. I know for a fact Neiman is not going to get involved in anything like that. So it only had to come from you. Kelly didn't
that's
know
a lie.
That.
Guess
Neiman,
who said
excuse
it?
Me,
TJ,
excuse me.
TJ,
TJ
is the one
TJ
that knew.
Didn't even know. TJ,
I didn't
TJ
know how much money y'all
Chicago.
Paid on the table.
TJ,
and guess what?
Listen to me.
Guess
excuse
what?
Me.
No, 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 no.
Excuse me. TJ doesn't live in Chicago. He lives in Detroit.
What? This was a
he
Midwest of Scott ball.
Me, but let me
he didn't know how, I didn't know how much money was paid on the table. I still don't know. I don't care.
It was said, TJ, like I said,
this
when they said
the
house,
if
the
I had a problem with the money,
before
I could have just took it from Jack's
pay. That had to come from you. And you want to know who else told me that? Neiman Marcus told me that out of his mouth that it had to come from you.
How could he say that, though, when I didn't know how much money was paid on the table?
When I spoke to Marcus on the phone, he told me that it had to come from
how
you.
How did it come from me when I didn't know? He didn't even tell me how much money
I'm
they
just
gave
saying, I'm just saying. Because,
mind
it's,
you,
it's not
I just
problem.
Found
it's
out that you didn't give the money to him. You gave the money to Tracy. Yes
surely
or no?
Surely after he kicked
so
him
I mean,
out,
how would
he
I
told be, me that
I didn't
it had
hurt
to come
right.
from you.
So even at that point, I did not know.
Well, however it goes,
I did not
like
know.
I said, I just didn't, I didn't like my name to be issued, whatever.
And this is the thing,
I mean,
whoever
it's
said
cute,
your
it's
name,
cute,
because honestly, I actually
me,
thought that
me.
Cantrell was taking care
think,
of the table.
Listen to me, I actually think that if somebody's going to throw shade, they should be like London, inconspicuous, that they can't get their ass whooped.
Well, I feel like this. Even when it comes down to this, I did not pump the tea about y'all not paying the table at this
yeah,
point.
Don't throw,
let
don't
me be clear.
Don't throw rocks and hide your hand.
Let me be clear. Anything that I say, I don't mind saying I said. I call
I
in the radio
not.
And get you my real name. This is the other thing. There were two other houses that didn't pay for their tables. Why weren't their names
I'm
released?
Not concerned with two other
right.
houses. I'm concerned
so, right.
with the
so
house that
the,
I'm in.
See, that's the point.
That's
the point.
Not, that, no, the point is that I'm not concerned with those houses. I wasn't concerned with you seeing anybody else's name because it had nothing to do
well,
with
it. Well, even at that point, there were other people. I had a problem with the fact he's not paying for the table. It could have been subtracted from Jack's pay. We didn't have a problem. Everybody turned everything into money with money.
Listen
money was
me,
never the concern. There was ways to handle that. We could have easily
listen
subtracted
to me,
that from Jack's pay. There was
me,
no
I don't know what you're talking about right now. All I know is that when my name was mentioned on the radio and that my house was trying to be condemned for not paying for a table, that's when I got upset. I don't
how
care
was
about what
condemned?
Jack
was your name
I don't
saying,
care about
can you
those other
me?
People's houses. That I don't give a fuck about.
Can you quote what
I
actually said? I don't remember me ever saying your name.
Well, listen, this is really becoming redundant. I mean,
well,
Devon, you have any more questions?
Yes,
you want to
yes
ask
I do. Yes,
questions?
Ray, now that you have
talked talking about this.
I do. Ray,
like
now that you've spoken to
I don't know how to talk. I know how to fight.
Okay.
If
well, Ray, now that you've
Marcus, come see
Ray, please, let me ask you. So now that you've talked to Marcus, do you feel like you're going to put your hands on him?
No. Bitch, I'm not trying to go to jail. You know the girls call 911 now.
Oh, my God.
That's, well, that means we have come to a positive ending here because you started out.
Hold on, Devon. Can we get Father Q Mizrahi on the phone? Because I heard him in the background say, well, I'm not activated.
You know what?
I heard Father Q in the background say, well, I ain't on probation. I have a father who's been in my hands.
Oh, Q, I would love to ask you some questions. Questions. Come, Q, come.
Come, Q, I'm going to ask some questions. No.
Okay, yes,
no,
Q,
no.
come.
He
please.
Has to go to work in the morning. No, he
Q, these 30 seconds won't kill you, Q, honey. You're on the line. You might as well come through.
He don't want to do it.
Oh, Q, but you can holler from the background. What?
That's not Marcus.
Okay, well, next. Okay, so are we done with Marcus?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So now that you and Ray Ray have spoken, do you feel safe when you're in around? Would you feel safe in
Ray
Ray's
island? Listen, he didn't have to feel unsafe the other time. And Devon, please, I just ask you, sis, don't ask him no questions like that because I don't
Nicole.
Can I reply?
Nicole, darling, I have some questions I would like to ask you.
Wait a second. Again.
Okay, so Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole, how many, what houses have you been in? How many houses have you been in, and which ones were they?
In my life?
Yeah,
three.
Sure. Three. Can we have them?
My beginning house was Leviticus. My second house was St. Clair. And then was the house of
That's
Icon.
Four, sis. That's four, boy.
Well, yeah, now Karn would be four, but yeah.
And what was your reason for leaving Icon?
Well, the reason for me leaving Icon, along with me having personal difference, but I didn't feel like leaving because I was offered something that was really, really big, and it was just about me moving on and doing something and letting out what had been inside of me. So it was time for me to do that. So it was a real spiritual decision for me to go over on that side to start doing the things that I have a passion for doing. And, you know, a couple of people on this phone can relate to that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Devon.
And what did you like most about the House of Icon?
Oh wow! I mean, what I like most about the House of Icon, I don't think words can express what I liked it most about the House of Icon. It was basically a house that I helped open, and I've been in it from the beginning. And I guess more so that we were really all family, and all of us grew up together in the scene. So to all of us to be in the house together, and two houses were joined together, which was Revlon and St. Clair, and it was joined together like that, and it just, the chemistry was just over, and it wasn't just based upon balls, but we all had a real personal interest in each other's life.
And what did you dislike most about the house?
I don't think I disliked anything about the House of Icon. Me and my actually gay father may have had some compromise, you know, some what Jasmine says, maybe some differences, but of course he's the father and that's where it goes. So I don't think there was anything that I didn't like about the House of Icon.
Are you happy now?
Yes, I am.
And
okay,
what was your
okay, Devon, your
moment?
Free trial. Your free trial is up. Would you like to purchase a membership, a slot?
No, because that's not a free trial.
Don't,
and if you're someone as in the CEO or Kelly or you, London, and to vote another female to this platform, it will be war. Jasmine, I mean, Devon, you can continue to get your life. Do you have any more questions?
I'm just having fun for the night.
Do you have any more questions?
I would be probably getting my ass beat left and right. I'm going to be looking off my shoulder after tonight. You know, I couldn't do this for a lifetime, baby. My mouth is too jasper. You girls will be on my head after I say what I got to say. So, London, you just hold your horses, and, yeah, you get in Vegas free because I can't wait to pull you to the VIP.
I see. Is there any more questions? Because then you need to address Jasmine.
Okay. So what do you like most about the house that you're in now?
That's a great big deal to me, too, because it's very different. If anybody know anything about me, when I was in the House of St. Clair, I was with Ashley. So most of the people that's in the House of St. Clair is the House of Icon, and we all still was family. So I've never basically been separated away from those people. I've grown up with my whole life until my early 30s. So I've never, ever been separated. To be able to go on to another house who was bigger and to have a lot of control and leadership and to be able to work with kids that were all over and different personalities, it actually put me on the platform to want to go out and to go to different states and to do this and that and that. I really like the whole fame thing about what comes behind it, and I think it was a very good time for me to do what I've done. But
so is there anyone from the House of Icon that you would want to be part of the House of Con?
No. Anybody that's with me, which is only Jasmine, and that would be because of our very, very personal relationship I've known since 3, which is only Jasmine, no. The House of Icon is my family, and that's what meant. I never, in my leavings or my absence, want them to destroy or break down. And if any need necessary, if I see that happen, I would go forward to help them or suggest or give anything that I can. And stay, being loyal to my founding, my situation today, but if I can ever lend a helping hand to them, as far as no, I would never want to see that. How could, you know, you want to see something that helped you establish a name or that you've been in all your life for because you're somewhere else? No.
Okay. And lastly, what is your feelings on dating in the house?
I don't think parents should be definitely dating their children. I do kind of have a problem with the dating inside a house, period, because regardless of what we can't stop, and I know a lot of us on this phone know we can't stop that, but it happens, and what happens is then it's kind of hard to get them to come to the room and work with each other because they have personal differences. So now, you know, you end up having a problem with two children who ended up having or playing with themselves, playing with each other in your house. So, of course, that becomes a problem later on down the line.
Thank you, Nicole. Jasmine, are you available?
I'm here.
Jasmine, my question to you is, where do you see the House of Couture in the next 5 to 10 years?
One thing about me is I take everything a day at a time, one step at a time. I take baby steps with everything I do. So hopefully we're a strong house, but right now I'm just working on building a small family. But a small family where we're all on the same page. We all have the same type of creative ideas, and we work together as a unit, and we work together as one. That's what I'm looking for, nothing big. I've been in the ballroom scene since 93, 94, and I've always stood alone by myself. So, you know, after being, you know, alone for so many years, I do want to have a backing. I do want to have a family and stuff. But, you know, I'm just looking for it to be small, but yet strong. And, you know, whatever the Lord has in store for us is what happens. So just taking it one step at a time.
Is there anyone that in the ballroom scene that you would like to join the House of Couture?
There's people that I have my eyes on. There's people that have been hitting me up. But I'm looking for people that I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that I have my eye on, but there's really nobody in particular that I can name right now, you know, because it has to be more of a, just like me hiring someone, putting a post out there that I'm hiring someone for my company. I would love to hire someone to work for my company. Their resume says, so much, they have so many degrees and things of that sort, but when you get to know a person and you know them personally, and if they come with so much baggage, then, you know, their credentials, I would rather not deal with it. You know, I've dealt with that, you know, dealing with people working for me at my own job. So you never know.
So what is your biggest accomplishment in ballroom?
My biggest accomplishment?
Yes.
Changing the face of ballroom as far as, you know, giving people something more to look forward to as far as, you know, large cash prizes go, you know, money that can help them, you know, to help them or, you know, get them through, even if it's for a month or for a day or for a bill or something like that. So any of my accomplishments have been what I've been able to do for other people and help other people. You know, one thing about me is that I've noticed years ago, like when I first moved to Chicago, I noticed that, you know, the pageant world has these, you know, these cash prizes and crowns for X amount of dollars, and this was this one big event, like Continental, that all the girls got prepared for, and it was that one large title that they always wanted, and they fought so hard all year long to get to, and I said, wow, the ballroom scene really doesn't have anything like that, and, you know, that one title helped change a lot for those people that carry that title. So by me presenting and creating, you know, the $5,000 club and that one grand prize that, you know, can help that one individual for one night. You know,
I
so that was my that was my biggest accomplishment by allowing people to be a part of that, to be a part of history.
Well, Jasmine, you've been in ballroom for quite a while.
Yes,
people come and go, up, down, back, and forth. Who would you say is your biggest disappointment in ballroom, and who would you say you're most proud of in ballroom? And why?
Oh. Disappointing, I really can't say.
Politically, you can't say, or you just really can't?
No, to be honest with you, I really can't say because I don't know a lot of people personally to know what they're going through that causes them to go through, you know, certain things. I mean, anyone that, you know, I will say I can't point them out individually, but anyone that allows, you know, the drugs and, you know, the fast money to really take away from.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Nicola? Nicola?
Breaking news. Kiana Ivisu is no longer overall Mother Ivisu.
What? I knew it!
You did divorce her?
That's my sister. I knew it. She just caught my phone since I couldn't answer because I'm on here, bitch. I promise I'm going to call you right up after here, girl. Are you coming home? Let's interview her. Let's get her online. We want to know where she's going, what's going on, and why.
Three-way to call. Let's get her on the phone.
Okay. Well, I got her number right here. Does anyone else?
Somebody get her on three-way, honey, because I can't call nobody because the show is locked, so get her on the phone. She's on my line, so somebody going to get on the phone. Who got a free line? Nobody got a free line? Hang
on. I don't, Nicole. You ain't got a free line, Nicole?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Y'all's phone on three-way.
Yes, we need to get her in here. Kiana, we want to know why. Today is why day. Why did you leave? Why did you abandon? How? Why?
We got to have a collab bro with Nicole and motherfucking Devon, honey. Why?
Why?
Bitch.
Oh, no, Nicole, don't want me in here, girl. You heard
Kiana?
That. Nicole don't want me in here. Don't do that, girl. Nicole don't want me up in there.
Hello, Kiana?
Kiana? Kiana?
Hello?
Hi, what's Kiana. How are you? Welcome to the show.
And what show is this, darling?
This is Tens and Chops, the recap show. Divine is here tonight, and she has been, you know, doing Why Did You Leave? So
is this breaking news?
Yes,
it is. Breaking news. Divine, go ahead. Take your story, Divine.
Take your voice, Divine.
Sister, breaking news.
Your ladies are doing a wonderful show of the breaking news, and thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. Now, Kiana 007, is there any particular reason that you left the overall mother position?
My position as overall mother is because they couldn't fulfill my needs of what I needed to be overall lunch lady. I see being overall lunch lady has better, you know, enjoyment, excitement, and new adventures.
So when you say they weren't able to fulfill your needs, sister, can you be a little more specific? What needs did they not fulfill for you?
They haven't fulfilled my lunch ticket. They haven't fulfilled my transportation. They haven't fulfilled my meal money. And I am now overall lunch lady now. Thank you.
So is it safe to say that Ibisu wasn't coming through for you? You needed a little more from them?
I'd rather not say anything. I agree to say
creative differences, much. Kiana. Creative differences.
Oh, Jasmine, you stay in your fucking place. Don't do that.
That's the new one, girl.
No.
Creative differences.
Ladies,
don't do that. Don't go political
because,
on us, honey. We want the urban truth.
First of all, ladies, I had to call y'all because if I hear breaking news one more time, I just wanted to get on the bandwagon of breaking news. It was so much news tonight. I just couldn't do it.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Fuck you, girl.
So that's not true?
No, I don't want to be a lunch lady. Or maybe a janitor.
You
better?
Dirty bitch. We're going to throw tomatoes at you next time you walk.
You call me a dirty bitch?
Sis, how could you do that? You just fucked the whole mode up.
Devon was into it. She said, I knew it! I knew
it!
I knew it! No,
Devon, I just wanted to be part of the breaking news and breaking history of news.
Oh, so you're not coming home?
Coming home to where?
Girl, where else is home? And you've only had one home
before.
Oh,
you mean Chanel?
Yes.
I love Chanel.
Wait a minute, but weren't you a Miss Rahi, too? Tonight is Why Did I Leave Miss Rahi Night. Why did you leave Miss Rahi, Kiana?
Oh, wow. Miss Rahi, I just had to move on to other things. I was so young in my career when I first started.
But what was the gut feeling that just made you feel that you were not supposed to be there? What made you wake up that day and say, I'm out of here? What is it?
Back then, when I was in Miss Rahi, like it was 94, I think, 94, 93, one of them I was in Miss Rahi, but not long. I just moved on to Revlon after that, and I don't know, you just wanted to
the
move
shoe,
on.
The shoe didn't fit? I mean, you're not giving me any reason. What was going on? Was it the shoe wasn't a good fit? I mean, what was it? The shoe wasn't a good fit? What was it? There's no reason? You
no,
just upped
it
one
no,
day and decided you didn't want to be?
You know what it was? It's like, I've always loved the House of Miss Rahi back when it was the House of Miss Rahi back then. And, you know, it's just time for me to move on and kind of grow, spread my wings and grow a little bit. That's all to it. No issues or whatever. I had to have with Miss Rahi back in the day. It was fun.
So do you see yourself with Ibisu from here and now on?
I mean, I love Ibisu. I don't have no problems with Ibisu. I don't have a problem with them. I just wanted to get on the bandwagon of Lunch Lady and, you know, the bandwagon of Breaking News, because you're doing a wonderful job. And I heard that you was nominated for Emmy with Barbara Walters and, you know, Oprah and the rest.
Oh, no. Nicole's not having that. It's just a cameo.
No, I would be the Barbara Walters, and
yeah.
I am the Emmy girl.
All
but
that.
She's just, they give them a nice little platform and, you know, Breaking News. I like that, though, Breaking News. That's cute.
I love
but
it.
That's
I love
London
it.
Job, so that wouldn't
it
be
is.
New.
London.
But hold on, y'all. Let's see. We got a lot of callers. Let's see what they got to say.
Oh, okay. This is fun.
6381, you're live on the air. 716-381, you're live on the air.
Yo. Oh, God.
Okay, well, bye. Thank you for calling, darling.
The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on there.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Keith Jason Big Hole.
Okay, thank you. The next caller is 773-319. You're live on the air.
That's Chicago.
773-319. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, everybody. I was just listening in on the show, whatever. I didn't know I had Push One. This is Tree.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, Tree.
How y'all doing?
Seeing you this weekend.
It was good seeing all y'all, too. I'm definitely looking forward to the Blondie Ball this weekend, you know.
Yes.
I'm really ready for that, you know. So I hope to see all y'all there, you know. Hopefully I'm supposed to be on the mic for a little bit, and, you know.
Well, now that you're here, Tree, can we ask you some questions of why did you leave?
Why did I leave? What?
Well, what house are you in now?
Sure, go ahead.
So what house are you in now, Tree?
I'm a Father Revlon.
So what you were Ebony beforehand?
Yes, I was Ebony for about a good 6.5-7 years.
Were you in a house before Ebony?
I was a Visu for like a month. That didn't last too long.
So what made you leave the House of Ebony?
It was a numerous trend. It was like 4 or 5 different events, like back to back to back. Like every ball I
went, we're listening.
Like every ball I went to, I was getting into it. For me, having to like physically fight one of my personal house father, like my chapter, I'd like physically fight him at the D-Up ball. Then I had got into it with Cabbage. I was about to fight Cabbage at the D-Up ball. And then I had got into it with John Meek and was about to fight John Meek. I mean, I did fight John Meek, and it was just too much fighting going on. I shouldn't have to fight my family. Family shouldn't be betraying me. Family is supposed to be as loyal as I am to the House of Ebony. You know, I was kicked out before, and then I was 007 for a year, and I came back after I was kicked out and everything. And for like all the shit that was going on to keep happening, it was just like I proved my loyalty. So obviously, y'all not appreciative of it. So I took my talents elsewhere.
Oh, you kept having to fight, huh? Who started these fights? Were you walking up, like, popping these folks, like, just popping off, or are they coming at you?
No, I'm a gentle giant. I just don't hit people. I can read a person down enough to make them, you know, want to fight. You know, a bitch get red, bitch be ready to fight. So.
Okay. So are you happy where you're at now?
I'm very, very happy. I'm extremely happy.
All right.
So, but, you know, just let's call and say what's up to everybody or whatever. You know, I hope to see everybody this weekend.
One
okay,
more question.
Thank you, Tree, for definitely calling in.
No problem, Kelly. You know I always call in to listen to you. You be calling
on.
Yes,
we love you, Tree.
I love you.
The next caller is 201-996. You're live on the air.
Don't you hate when people get on the damn phone and then start sucking a dick and forget they got the damn push one? I hear this bitch smacking.
When I specifically say in the beginning of the show to press one to speak with the host.
But you know what? I think people have to push one. Is something going on? Because you have to actually push one for the radio show to even come on. Because once you say that, if you don't do anything and you just sit on the line, it doesn't actually come on. So you have to push one to actually hear what's going on. So I think so. Push one again if you don't want to be in the queue, so you can get back out of it.
Question to the new hostess: are you one of the new hostess on the show now?
No, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, this is a free trial.
This is just tonight, London. She's talking to me.
I like it. Hey, London, how you doing, London?
Okay, London. Yeah,
hello.
London. That's for me, London, baby. My free trial. Let me get all my questions in, honey. This might not happen for a long time again. You got that?
You do.
All right. Now, Kiana, no, I won't be hosting the show or hosting any shows after this because Nicole it will not have it. I want to make sure that everyone knows Nicole.
Why won't that lady? Well,
I don't know. This lady's not filling me up in here, and I agree with her. I wouldn't want to be anywhere that I don't that I am not wanted.
Yeah, I
don't.
Know.
Do that. It's not giving that. Don't do that.
She wants a baby. It's enough. There's only room enough for those hips in here, baby. She doesn't want me in there. And
No, don't do that. Would you really like to join the show? Would you really be able to handle the dates and everything? Because if that's the case, you and London runs back and forth personally, back and forth very well with each other.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to be the lunch lady. I don't have nothing else.
Oh, I don't mind. Yes, I wouldn't mind popping in from time to time. I wouldn't be able to make it a usual thing. I would definitely love to pop in. I mean, what day? Yes, we can make this a date. I love it. I can give you the West Coast review.
I just want to wish godmother Quisha Chanel a happy birthday. And
yeah.
I also want to wish Lottie Pop Ebony a happy birthday. Today is definitely their birthday.
Happy birthday.
With Lollipop Ebony Pop.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, Pop.
Happy birthday, Pop. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday, Quisha, you gorgeous, big, thick, beautiful girl, you.
I just wished her a happy birthday. And hello, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm blessed and highly favored, darling.
Okay, let's get these next callers. We got to get this shit rolling. We get some mess going up in
here. Call us 480287. You're live on the air.
408-2. She's snoring. Give her
an answer. Oh, Bly, I wanted to know about that $25,000 check. Did Malone get his nails done?
What?
480287. You're live on the air.
They sleep. Next.
Anybody else is on the phone line, feel free to press 1. We got 10 minutes and 45 seconds left, and we're here definitely on the air, honey, and we're getting the madness started, honey. Devon is doing her why. Why Monday?
The West Coast why.
Honey, so if you're out there and you want to, you know, come up here and Devon can ask you, if you switch styles or live a house and you want to get it out there, Devon will definitely ask you why.
Why?
Hold on. We have another caller. 773-495. You're live on the air.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Madrid. This is Madrid 007.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Devon. Hey, Kiana.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's up?
So, Madrid, you're a 007, huh?
Yes.
What house were you in before this?
I was in Ebony.
So why did you leave?
I left the house a week before this got a ball because I didn't want to disrespect the house, so I left.
Okay, you didn't want to disrespect the house by doing?
For not going, just basically not making a bad image on the house of the Midwest.
By
not going because I was title holder.
Well, there. I mean, everybody can't make every ball. You need to be a little more specific.
Well, I was a Midwest secretary, and I went.
You thought you were
going
to get kicked out because the secretary didn't come to the ball?
No, it wasn't that. It was I went through a rough situation this past December, and didn't have the funds to make it to Chicago, and it was through the grapevine that it was a mandatory ball, so I left the house a week before it, and didn't want to disrespect the house.
Well, that didn't sound like that would be disrespect. It sounds like something that you just couldn't do, and you would have to be in a house that has more understanding that would be okay with that. So I think there's a little something deeper than that here. Is there something you really want to say?
No, there's nothing really I want to say.
Okay, well,
baby.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
So, Divine, since we're asking questions, why did you chop Sebastian for best dress this weekend?
Well, in actuality, I'm not the person that chopped Sebastian. I was sitting next to them, but I was there. But you can definitely probably have to ask Rodney or James. I think that's who chopped him.
I chopped him.
No, yeah, it was Kelly. I'm sorry.
Kelly, why did you chop him?
Miss Kelly, because it looked like we was in a Japanese movie.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the hostess from the Chinese buffet.
Okay.
Yeah, after leaving that, I wanted some mugu gai pan and some shrimp fried rice.
Mm-mm. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hello. I didn't press one.
Oh, you didn't press one? Okay, we're going to
press
one.
Oh, but now that you're here, Marcus Dollar.
Yes, Divine.
I told you I've been in Batman. No, so how do you feel about what just transpired earlier on the show today?
About what? I mean, you have to be more specific.
I mean, about the transaction between you and Ray Ray.
I mean, you know.
Did you feel that you got the fulfillment for calling in? I mean, do you feel like you called in? Do you feel like you got somewhere?
We've had rough patches before. No. Ray Ray knows I support her.
So, like, I didn't know if I asked you this before, but do you feel safe now that you've had this conversation with Ray Ray?
Do I feel safe?
Like going out, would you go to a ball and you knew Ray Ray was there? Would you turn your back? Would you be on your P's and Q's the whole night? Or
I mean, I don't trust
relaxed?
Nobody. I mean, I watch my back everywhere I go. You don't know who's going to attack you. You could just be at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I mean? When I walk in the casino, or when I walk out the casino, I watch my back.
Okay, good. Good recovery. If there was anything that you could change about Ray Ray, what would that be?
I don't have anything. We don't have a relationship.
So you were.
You know, I have a question for you too, Divine.
Okay, come.
You know, I was reading your status last week. Now, apparently, there were some people who were trying to steal some of your members because they thought you were going to Jamaica.
Most definitely. Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, would you like to out those people who were trying to steal your members?
Oh, my. Well, you know what? Sure, why not? Let's go. It was addressed to me that one of the members from my house was approached by Father Ricky Escada, and he was telling them that, oh, you can come to my house, don't worry about it, because Divine and Nico are going to jail. I'm not going to jail in no time soon. I'm free, traveling the States, doing my will. So I don't think that's what somebody that's on their way to jail will be doing. I don't even know any other ways to address that. I mean, at this particular point, I've been in ballroom long enough to know that that type of shit happens. You have scabby people that will smile in your face and then do some injustice behind your back. I'm quite okay with it. Am I bothered? Yes, to some extent, because sometimes you expect more people that you're kind of cool with. This is not, Ricky's not somebody that just walks off the street or just another person that's out here in ballroom. This is somebody that, you know, I have a particular liking for. This is somebody that when the fight was going on in Atlanta, I'm in tears trying to get to the stage to just get them off of him while I'm being held back, and he wasn't even in my house. It was just the fact that I knew him and we're from the same city. So, just to have that injustice, you know, turned back at me, I mean, is it unexpected? Not necessarily. Is it respected? Not at all. You know what I mean? I don't respect anybody that would do some shit like that. I think that, you know, we've come to a point where, you know, things are supposed to be beyond that. When you have certain few people that you call friends or cool within ballroom, you shouldn't have to go through all that.
Great. Follow-up question. Are there others?
Okay.
Are there others that, you know, that have used that tactic to say that you guys were going away to get some of your premier members?
Yes. There have been others. There have been others.
You know, in fairness, would you like to mention their names since you mentioned Ricky's name?
Off the top of my head, at the particular moment, I can't really reiterate because it's just been over. It's been over a 12-month period. It was something that came.
Okay, so would you say there were more than two?
Yes, definitely.
Five.
Around five or more. It was around, especially around the time when things were scathing and we didn't know what actually was going on. Definitely is when it started going down. When the rumor first came out about us getting the knock-knock at the door and all that good stuff, that's when a lot of that was going down. But, you know, over the time, you know, now that we've got a better grasp of what's going on and what's going to happen and what, you know, repercussions are, you know, we fought that off.
Now for everybody that knows who read your status, you said that there would be there'd be consequences for every action that took place. Would you like to mention those consequences for those who've approached your members?
Oh, of course not. That would be another show. That would be called the Aftermath Show.
Well, that's a lot, honey. Marcus, I want to thank you for definitely interviewing Devon. We got 2 minutes, and everybody got to get ready to say goodnight, and we about to get up out of here. Hold on. Before we say goodnight, we got one more caller. 480-287, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly, Nicole, Marcus. This is
you
Danny.
Have to make this quick, baby. We got 1 minute and 42 seconds.
Who is that, Barry White?
Hello, Devon.
Who is that?
Danny Escada.
Oh, what's that?
Not much. How's it going?
Nothing. I mean, chilling. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just listening to the show.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Everybody that's on the phone lines, one by one, can y'all say goodnight? We got 1 minute and 18 seconds.
This is Mother Divine. I want to say come on out to Vegas March 25th. Get those $6,000 plus in grand prizes. And love you all, and thank you, and good night.
Nicole is gone. Jasmine?
Good night, everyone.
London?
Nighty night.
I'm the legendary overall Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Tune in tomorrow night where we will definitely have another show that's going to be full of fun, full of just positivity and all types of things. You know how we do it. We just are going to make a blast out of it. I love y'all all for loving me, and we'll see y'all back here live on the air tomorrow. Tempted to Touch is going to take us away with the commercial.
P2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball, Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by the legendary mother, Devon Chanel, commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all safe. Car, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one.